Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X, the cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Wednesday, the 8th of October, year of our Lord, 2025. Well, today we have some news. We've known for the longest time that these mRNA shots are causing turbo cancer, but now they have actually found they've actually found the fingerprints, you know, what it is producing in cancer tumors. Yes, the evidence keeps getting stronger and stronger, and yet there is no accountability for these people. Only excuses from conservatives for this. And so we're going to take a look at that, as well as the updates on Epstein integrity, I guess we could call it. It's an integrity test. It's like a litmus test. I think if you look at what these people in the Republican Party are doing, I think it's a litmus test on their integrity. And also the war within. Talk of civil war, as well as the legal battles that are taking place as Trump is creating a police state here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, Japan has issued an alert as the COVID vaccine, quote-unquote vaccine, it's a bioweapon, folks, they found the spike in breast cancer tumors. This is a patient who, by the way, never had COVID. So for the people who want to believe that there was some virus out there called COVID, this is strictly the shot that is there. Now, this is one person, but when you look at the studies and how they manipulate the studies, and we'll talk about that coming up as well, more information about how the studies were manipulated to hide the harm of aluminum. Yeah, we'll give you a placebo here. Well, the placebo's got aluminum in it. Why would you put aluminum in a placebo, right? It's to mask the symptoms that come from the aluminum that's in the vaccine. This industry is just so incredibly evil. And so based on the love of money, and yet we have Caroline Leavitt out there who is saying, you know, Trump is going to reduce the price of drugs 100%, 200%, 300%.
The president is definitely committed to fixing and improving our healthcare system. You saw it again last week when he had one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world coming into the Oval Office.
International criminal.
To lower drug prices by 200, 300, 100%. In many cases, for various types of drugs for American patients. That is a huge fix to a broken system that has been ripping off the American people for far too long.
Well, you know where she got that from is that they were charging us 100%, 200%, 300% more than they were other countries on average. Because even though we were giving them tens of billions of dollars of subsidy, that didn't really matter. You know, they see American suckers and American dollars out there, and they're going to rip us off. And they did that through the entire first administration of Trump, and he did nothing about it. But I don't know, how do you reduce something by 100 or 200 or 300%, Travis? Is Albert Bourla going to pay us to take his poison?
No, what she means is that they're going to bring back a bribery to take the vax.
Yeah, there you go. It's all, you know, it's just, he gets paid off with them when he gives them your money. That's the way it works with Trump. So they discovered traces of Pfizer's so-called vaccine, the spike protein, inside cancer tissue. This sent shockwaves to the world of oncology and is raising new fears about the shot's potential role in fueling tumor growth. The startling case was documented in a study led by Dr. Sano, MD, PhD, and professor of dermatology at the Kochi Medical School and a globally recognized cancer and immunology expert. And so this is Japan, where they had, in the past, they destroyed over two batches of over a million each because they saw these vials. As I always think of these vaccine vials, I think of spelling it as evil.
V-I-L-E.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, they evidently didn't keep them cold, and they started getting black particulates. And they thought, that's strange. Then they found out that they interacted with magnets. So they threw away two different batches. This happened over two different periods of time, each batch over a million of them. It was also in Japan where the news first broke about the biodistribution of these this toxic bioweapon that doesn't stay in the arm, that it spread all over the body, and that it accumulated primarily in genitals. So this is all coming from Japan. They've actually done some good research there. This was published in the Journal of Dermatological Science. According to Dr. Sano's report, an 85-year-old woman who previously was treated for breast cancer and was in remission developed a new skin lesion just weeks after her sixth dose of the Pfizer mRNA. The tumor cells tested positive for the spike protein, but it tested negative for nucleocapsid protein, which is a marker that they said would indicate natural infection. They said it points strongly to vaccine-derived spike rather than a spike from an infection, and she was never sick with anything, never tested positive. The spike protein was found inside the cytoplasm, even inside the nuclei of the cancer cells. The timing is equally concerning. The new metastasis appeared within a month of her sixth dose of Pfizer. While the study is a single case report, the implications are massive. As the authors warn, this shows for the first time that mRNA, quote-unquote, vaccine spike protein, can lodge in tumor issue and may alter the biology of cancer cells. They said it makes the tumors more evasive to immune.
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Immune system. It disrupts crippling natural cancer defenses. Hormone receptor effects are possibly interacting with estrogen signaling in terms of breast cancer. Other experts have previously warned about the vaccine contamination and the long-lived spike expression. In other words, it doesn't have an off switch. I said this from the very beginning when they were talking about how we're going to turn your body into a vaccine-producing your body is going to produce the vaccine. And that's supposedly a feature. And I said, well, you need to stop and think about what they're doing to your body and what stops that that process, right? It just keeps going and going. And we have now found cases. One nurse, was about a month or two ago, covered the story. For 1,500 days, they've since her vaccine, she is still producing the spike protein that does so much damage. That's what this mRNA was set up to do, and it just keeps propagating. There's no off switch. Raises disturbing new questions about how long the spike lingers in the body. Well, it doesn't just linger in the body. It's continually being reproduced in the body. And what it does to vulnerable tissues and whether it could accelerate or transform cancer progression. For now, the evidence is clear. An elderly woman's cancer metastasis tested positive for the spike protein directly after repeated Pfizer vaccinations and not from an infection. So COVID shots and boosters have pushed the risk of 6 cancers up. And the cancers that have the highest risk are breast, colorectal, gastric, lung, prostate, and thyroid cancer across all vaccine types and all age groups. This is a study, a massive study that was done in South Korea that is cited by the Children's Health Defense. It said mainstream medical commentators claim that findings are flawed. However, in plain terms, both major COVID vaccine platforms, in other words, both Moderna and Pfizer, the ones that were selected by Trump, appear to be carcinogenic, said an epidemiologist. A medical oncologist, Angus Dalgleish, told The Defender that the study builds on other recent findings, but is the first to show that cDNA, which is non-mRNA, and mRNA vaccines are associated with cancer risk, suggesting that the spike protein is directly carcinogenic. The data comes from 8.4 million people in South Korea's National Health Insurance Database. Researchers tracked patients for a year, after dividing them in vaccination status groups and found that the overall cancer risk with those who were given shots was 27% higher. For breast cancer, the risk was 20% higher, 28% higher for colorectal cancer, 34% higher for gastric cancer, 53% higher for lung cancer, and 69% higher for prostate cancer. This is a large study. 8.4 million people. COVID mRNA vaccines produced by Pfizer and Moderna showed and paid for by Trump and cheered by Trump showed a 20% higher overall risk of cancer were the most closely linked to the higher risk of breast, colorectal, lung, thyroid cancers. Non-mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, known as cDNA vaccines, which includes AstraZeneca and Johnson shots, were associated with a 47% higher overall risk of cancer. And so those are ones that we're not using in the U.S., but so about a quarter to 50%, depending on which one of these you get. Meanwhile, the CDC, and of course the MAHA people will cheer this, says that COVID-19 vaccination is now up to each individual. In other words, we know this is killing people. We know this is giving people turbo cancer. Some people are dying suddenly from heart issues. But they will not stop it. They will not stop the fraud. They will not stop the poison. As a matter of fact, Trump is one of the fraud pushers. The fake vaccine that he's out there. Talk about fake news. How about your fake vaccine, Donnie? They will not stop it. They will keep it going. They just say, well, we're not going to force you now and pat themselves on the back, except that's not true either. They are still forcing vaccines, not the COVID vaccines, but they're still forcing other vaccines in Trump's military. Push up Pete and the Don are not stopping vaccine mandates for the military. So informed consent is back, said the CDC's acting director on social media. No, it isn't. This is misinformed consent. It's a very different thing. Also, you're lying to people.
If informed consent was gone, as he's admitting, every single doctor that pushed this has violated their oath. They should be stripped of their title, their degree. They should be removed.
And this guy, the CDC, he should be, you know, where's the major shutdown of the CDC, the biggest vaccine pusher, because they make money selling these vaccines to people. They're middlemen and all this stuff. They were the ones who were behind removing any consent. Mm. So, especially in disinforming people. Around 44% of people aged 65 or older still got a vaccine, a so-called vaccine, late last year or early this year, late 2024 or early 2025. About 14% of adults aged 18 to 49, 13% of children, and 10% of healthcare workers received a vaccine during that time. Folks, this is worse than decimation, right? Decimation was when there was a Roman legion that had exhibited cowardice or something like that. They would pull the entire group in, and they would kill every 10th person that was decimated. Well, this is the lowest one of these is 10%. And you got 13% of children, 10% of healthcare workers, 13% children. It's just amazing. 14% of those 18 to 49.
Isn't it interesting that healthcare workers are the lowest percentage on this list? I wonder why so many healthcare workers look at this and said, nah, I don't think so.
And why do you have people aged 65 or older, people who are getting Social Security? They really push it to people who are getting Social Security because that's going to help us with the budget. It's all about money, isn't it? We don't want to pay people Social Security. I got a vaccine for you. You know, Soylent. Genetic code here, right? Soylent greed is what it should be called. The FDA recently withdrew emergency authorization for the COVID-19 vaccines, but it cleared the shots for people who are at least 6 months old, who have one or more risk factors, as well as for people 65 or older. So kill the babies, kill the Social Security recipients.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
And again, this is fraud. It is a bioweapon, and they're not banning it. And that should tell you everything. The fact that we keep seeing these studies and this doublethink from the MAGA people. I look at this and I think, yeah, the Epstein stuff tells you Trump's character. But this is a lot worse because of what it's doing, the number of people that are involved, just the magnitude of the crime. Even under Trump, religious objection to flu shot results in a service member's dismissal from the military. And this is from WND. Which is really surprising because WND is one of the biggest cheerleaders for Trump. I mean, they're in the Breitbart category out there. WorldNet Daily said some members of the U.S. military, even under President Trump and War Secretary Pete, are being ejected from the service for filing religious exemptions from taking vaccines. The main focal point of that report was Technical Sergeant William Tony Oslin, who feared his Christian religious beliefs might jeopardize his military career. Unfortunately, that reality has now come to pass. On October the 5th, he was kicked out of the service, his last day in uniform after a two-year battle over the flu vaccine. Because look, if you have a religious objection to these vaccines based on the connection of abortion and testing and that type of thing, that applies to all the vaccines. It's not just a COVID thing. Even though he feels a great deal of disappointment, Oslin expressed gratitude for the individuals he believes were put in his path by the Lord to assist him and others who have been treated unfairly. For example, he said at the beginning of September, when my separation date was approaching, some awesome people got my story to Undersecretary of the Air Force Matt Lomer's office, and he arranged a 30-day extension while my case was being reviewed. He said he submitted a religious accommodation request in September 2022 for the COVID-19, influenza, typhoid, anthrax, and tetanus vaccines, maintaining his objections to each based on his sincerely held religious beliefs that his body is a temple of the Lord and need not be subjected to vaccines, many of which are tested and or developed with the use of aborted fetal cells. Once the military's COVID-19 mandate was rescinded in January 2023, and Oslin was cleared of being forced to take that particular shot, the flu shot was the next one up to be adjudicated. The chaplain explained, "I do have a sincerely held religious belief, which according to Air Force policy and federal and state law is all you need for an accommodation to be granted. Yet 2 years later, he has been denied accommodation and forced out of the military." And just have to say, you know, we see all this stuff out. Oh, look at the military under Pete Hegseth. It's so Christian and so forth. Are they really? And when you look at this whole idea that everybody's got to get the vaccine, right? It's based on herd immunity. Well, if they are enforcing it this tightly, what do they have? Like 99.99% of the people vaccinated with these different vaccines? And you tell me that that doesn't get you the herd immunity? Herd immunity is just a herd mentality, as I've said all along. There is nothing about, if the vaccine worked, and if the virus, if virology was real, you would be protected. But the real red flag with all this stuff was the fact that they're telling people they don't have natural immunity. If you have supposedly, according to their own universe and their theory and their virology, if you have been infected with something and you get immunity to it, it's because your immune system has been trained to work with that. And that's precisely what the purpose of the vaccine is to train your immune system. And so they're saying that if your immune system has been trained by the real thing, that's not sufficient. It's got to be trained by their imitation of the real thing. So none of this stuff, folks, passes the sniff test. It just, you don't have to get into the details of how this embeds itself in the different parts of the nucleus and the DNA. You don't have to worry about that. Just look at it from the big picture, and it's a hard pass on all of this stuff. The current administration tells the American public that they are for religious freedom, he said, and no one should have to choose between their religious beliefs and their livelihood. While saying this, the administration is allowing the opposite to happen. They're allowing religious discrimination to happen. He said, "I have three grandsons, and I'll make sure that none of them serves in a government that violates the very Constitution it's supposed to protect and uphold. We have reached a time and a place in this country to where the government has stolen power from its creator and has claimed a power that it was never granted. This is what is happening under Trump and Hegseth's Department of War," he lamented. I was surprised to see that on WND, but I'm glad they put that in there. That needs to be said. And what is it going to take to wake up these Trump suckers everywhere? I can't imagine that. Anyway, aluminum. Aluminum and vaccines. I try to tell you that it's not a problem, right? And, of course, we had Alex saying, well, you know, this is not the bad vaccine that Bill Gates wants out there. Trump's got a good one that he's doing in the back here. And you can take that. It's basically sugar water, right? Just got a little bit of aluminum and mercury and some other things like that, which Alex was telling people the truth for a couple of decades about harm with that. But then for Trump, you can take it. Well, like lead, aluminum is a highly neurotoxic metal. We'll therefore expect vaccines containing aluminum adjuvants to cause neurological harm if the aluminum enters the nervous system in neurotoxic amounts. The aluminum and the adjuvant is important for eliciting a strong immune response to non-live vaccines, and their efficacy is related to their toxicity at the injection site. Well, I was taking calls. I had somebody question me on this, and we're talking about, they'd never even heard of the word adjuvant. They didn't understand what that was. It's very important to understand that because they knew that their vaccines were not effective, they said, oh, they'll be more effective if we agitate the immune system. That's what the adjuvants are there for. So let's set the immune system on fire. Well, sometimes that doesn't stop. It just continues. You wind up with an autoimmune disease, something like that. And or we'll do it more often, right? You look at the vaccine schedule. They keep hitting people with the same vaccine over and over and over again. It's not just COVID that they do that. So it's important to antagonize your immune system. And sometimes that goes crazy. Immune reactive cells engulf particles of the aluminum adjuvant and distribute their load throughout the body, including to the brain, where they are killed, releasing their contents into the surrounding brain tissue, where they can produce an inflammatory response. The precise mechanism of action is not so important, but the data that we have on the harms is important, and they have been systematically...
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration with top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million. It's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Be distorted. In October 2016, and this is an article from Brownstone, by the way, my research group complained to the European Ombudsman about the EMA's mishandling of their investigation into the suspected serious neurological harms of the HPV vaccines. In his reply, the EMA's executive director, Guido Rossi, stated that the aluminum adjuvants are safe, that their use has been established for several decades. In other words, he said, it's just like sugar water. Come on, you can take a little bit of aluminum for the pharmaceutical companies. And that their substances are defined in the European Pharmacopoeia. So he gave the impression that the aluminum adjuvants in the HPV vaccine are similar to those used since 1926. However, the adjuvant in Gardasil, Merck's vaccine, is amorphous aluminum hydroxyphosphate sulfate, which has other properties than aluminum hydroxide, which is what Rossi was mentioning. However, its properties are not defined in the pharmacopoeia. So they just, they will say, well, it's just alum and this, that. And it's not. You know, it's just like you look at nitric oxide is different from nitrous oxide, or CO2 is different. Carbon dioxide is different from carbon monoxide. They're very different substances. Oh, but it's just carbon, right? We hear all the time from the climate people. Well, randomized trials document the toxicity of the aluminum adjuvants. As an expert witness for the LA law firm Wisner Baum, I have read 112,000 pages of confidential Merck study. If Merck's aluminum adjuvant causes serious neurological harms, one would expect it to see more harm with the Gardasil 9 than with the quadrivalent Gardasil, because it contains five more HPV antigens and more than double as much of the aluminum adjuvant. And he said, and this is what we see. So in other words, they go through and they've got, there's a new version of Gardasil, maybe it's the ninth one, I don't know, they call it Gardasil 9, and it has more aluminum than the earlier ones did, and the European Medical Association, Medicines Association, the regulatory group that's like the FDA, they look at the aluminum and say, well, it's this other aluminum, and it's a completely different aluminum. That's a part of what's going on with fluoride as well when they put it in the water. They talk about one form of fluoride, but it's another form of fluoride that they put in the water, and they're both harmful. Anyway, these three trials have compared these two different Gardasil shots. But two of them were so small, only 1,000 patients in total, with only three serious adverse events. They don't shed light on this. The third one, however, was large, with a total of 14,000 females. This is why I say, you know, when you look at the increase in cancer from the South Korean study, that was 8.4 million. you know, 8,500 would be a large study for pharmaceutical stuff. But 8.5 million is really large. Merck has not been keen to reveal what they found. But in the published trial report, the New England Journal of Medicine, there was no mention of any serious harm. But on page 27, just before the last page, in a supplementary appendix on the web, which few people ever find and read, it was revealed that there were more serious adverse events in females receiving Gardasil 9 than those who received Gardasil. As expected, more patients on Gardasil 9 than on Gardasil experienced nervous system disorders because it's got a lot more aluminum. I'm going to have to take a drink here a second. Sorry.
All that talking.
Yeah. Something. I don't know what it is. Okay. Lubricated the throat there. It's not likely that the five additional antigens that are responsible for the increased toxicity of Gardasil 9, it's far more likely that it is the larger dose of aluminum adjuvant that is responsible for the harm. So it's the very adjuvant itself in most of these vaccines. Merck, GlaxoSmithKline, and the EMA called the toxic aluminum adjuvant a placebo. And girls recruited to Merck's trial were told that half of them would get a placebo. This is fraud, because the placebo group was still getting aluminum in their placebo. So it's not a placebo. And we've seen this with other stuff as well. I think it was in some of the trials that they did for the so-called COVID vaccine that the placebo was a meningitis vaccine. And so it's not a placebo. It's not sugar water. It's something that in and of itself could have some issues. And they do that to statistically mask the harm. This is fraud, as fraud is defined as a deliberate intent to deceive, which is what Trump does when he talks about the vaccines all the time. According to Merck's own definition, an aluminum adjuvant is not a placebo. A placebo is made to look exactly like a real drug, but it's made of an inactive substance, such as starch or sugar. So, yeah, the vaccines, by the way, Alex, in case you don't know by now, were not a placebo. You are the placebo. 60 Minutes has exposed the vaccine court failures, but critics accuse CBS of misleading on the vaccine injury. So on Sunday night, CBS ran a thing on the vaccine court. But in the context of it, they tried to pretend that it's very rare for anybody to ever have to go to be injured by vaccines.
This is part of their standard practice when it comes to these sorts of things. Once you can't deny it anymore, you just start to downplay it.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, it happens, but it's rare.
And, you know, when you look at the fact that the pharmaceutical companies give about $13 billion worth of money every year to the media people, that buys a lot of friendly coverage. It really does. I mean, that's as big as all of the exports that we've lost to China for the soybean industry. That was $12 billion. But the pharmaceutical companies are shoving in $13 billion to push their product. Isn't that amazing? It's bigger than all of the soybean production, which is a huge part of the agriculture. And we'll talk about that coming up, how Trump is concerned about his soy boy, Javier Milei, in Argentina, and not the farmers. They don't care about that at all. So goaded by Trump's tariffs, the European pharmaceutical industry is now pivoting to the U.S. And that was what Caroline Leavitt was, Caroline, I should say, Care Who's Lying Leavitt was talking about that, the 100, 200, 300%. Most recent move, the UK's giant AstraZeneca announced September 29th a direct listing on the New York Stock Exchange, just months after pledging $50 billion of U.S. investment by 2030. The UK headquartered Indivior dropped its London listing in.
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X, the cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash.
by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
In July, to trade solely on NASDAQ, while Swiss giants Roche and Novartis unveiled expansion plans in the U.S. worth $23 billion and $50 billion. France's Sanofi has likewise committed to at least $20 billion in American projects through 2030. So if they will commit to building buildings, which Trump likes, and these things are highly automated, they're not going to create a lot of jobs other than construction jobs. So if they'll commit to doing that and producing the poison in the United States, Trump will let them not be subject to the 100% levy. If they don't set up a factory in the United States, they'll get a 100% levy and a tariff on everything they bring in from abroad. So put a footprint here, and then Trump has a physical building that he can stand in front of and boast about how he's brought manufacturing to America. Manufacturing of poison. It's great. We're winning really big, right?
I think I'm tired of the winning.
I'm really tired of this kind of winning. So they said the trend of companies shifting stock exchange listings from Europe to the U.S. depends largely on where their core business is located. In AstraZeneca's case, U.S. revenue in the first quarter of 2025 made up roughly 42% of sales. So these people are making most of their sales and nearly all their money because they've been charging us 300% more than they charge everybody else. We are not their most favored nation. They operate like a government. They are above the governments. They are, the governments are just their tail. And so this is why they're moving to the U.S. Britain spends far less on medicines overall, only 9% of its healthcare budget, compared to 15 to 17% in France and Germany. I wonder what it is in the U.K. I should look that up. I mean, in the U.S. In the U.K., drug companies have to hand back a large share of sales under government rebate schemes. But we don't do any of that stuff. Now Trump is going to do a little bit of that, and he's supposed to be a hero after ignoring it before. Following the September 30th deal in which Pfizer agreed to cut Medicaid prices to match those in other developed nations, a Swiss firm said that other European firms may follow with similar mini deals. So there's no penalty for the fact that they gouged us for year after year after year. And here's an example. $17,000 per month for drugs. How sky-high prescription prices take a toll on patients. A multiple sclerosis patient, Sarah, said, if I were 10% less mean or 10% less stubborn, I'd probably be dead now. A year-long battle to obtain the medication that could alter the course of the incurable condition and extend her productive life for years. Diagnosed at age 37, she said she experienced symptoms of this disease of the central nervous system, which can include numbness, weakness, trouble walking, vision changes, and slurred speech. She said, I felt like my eyes had fallen out of my head. But then they came up with the thing that was supposedly going to save her. Don't know if this stuff works or not. They had a pharmaceutical drug, but it would have cost her $9,000 a month. She said this is in addition to the $500 per month that she was already paying out of pocket for other medical expenses. And when you look at what they're doing to us, you know, Trump is, the key thing about this soybean thing is the fact that they've been really, really late to the party. They still haven't done anything to help the soy farmers. And they knew this was going to happen because it happened in the first Trump administration when he was trying to adjust trade balances with China. And so they didn't have this ready to go. And even after it happened, they've been extremely slow to react while they still channel money to Argentina, which is using that money to allow them to sell to China. A strange thing that Javier Milei is put forth as some kind of a libertarian economic genius, and yet his country has been taxing exports. Why in the world, if you support free markets, how in the world could you justify taxing exports? Not even imports, but exports. And so they dropped the export tax, which lowered the price of their soy to China after we gave them $20 billion, after Trump's tariffs wiped out a $12 billion business here in the U.S. So they haven't done anything to help the soy farmers that are there and got everything to help their competitors. So when she became unable to walk more than 10 feet, she left her home in Maryland, moved in with her retired mother, and considered applying for disability. Trump's most favored nation prescription drug pricing initiative has begun to lower some prices. Many fully insured, chronically ill patients find themselves fighting two battles. One is to fight to overcome the disease and its effects on the body and mind. The other is to overcome the bureaucratic obstacles and try to afford these drugs that they believe are going to bring them relief. And, you know, when we look at this, that $9,000 per month makes me think of the story I covered yesterday when the insurance companies in California charging people $6,000 a month to insure their homes. Even in Northern California, where they've got a lot of rain, they don't have the kind of fire risk that they do in Southern California. The big insurance companies, the big pharmaceutical companies, and Trump's tariffs favoring big business over small business are the means by which they are transferring all the wealth from us to themselves. This is how they do the "you will own nothing, and you'll be happy because you own nothing." They're stealing everything from us. The insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies, Trump. It's just amazing to see how they're locking down and destroying small businesses and allowing this type of stuff to continue on. It is.
I want to preface what I'm about to say with saying, he shouldn't have done it. It was wrong. But I saw so many people saying, "I can't believe Luigi Mangione did what he did. I can't believe he would do that." Really? Have you not seen what insurance companies do? Mm-hmm. You're forced into getting insurance. They put the gun to your head and say, "You're going to get it." And then they will work as hard as they can, harder than they would ever fight for you to make sure they don't have to pay out when you need them.
That's right. And that company, United Healthcare, was
the worst about it.
Yeah, the worst of all the insurance companies in terms of denying claims. Mm. Far, far, far higher than the number two person. And they are one of the 10 largest companies in the world.
That's how they become so incredibly profitable.
Yeah.
They make sure that they do everything they can to not pay out. You go in, you assume that, all right, we have a business deal here. I'm going to pay you, and then when I need this, you are going to provide the service. And then they do everything they can to make sure they never have to hold up their end of the bargain.
That's right.
So again, let me say, shouldn't have done it. Murder is wrong.
Yeah.
However, I completely understand the anger he felt.
Yeah, when you harm people and you make peaceful change impossible, you make violent change inevitable. Mm-hmm. Which is what JFK said. And we had a friend in North Carolina who had for years and years, decades, had paid in North Carolina Blue Cross Blue Shield. Then he got brain cancer, and they refused to give him a penny. It's just amazing. But that's the way these guys roll.
And I've mentioned this before, but I saw when that happened with Luigi Mangione and the CEO, the guy they got to replace him immediately after it, the very first thing he says is that we need to focus on reducing, I forget exactly how he phrased it, it was some corporate speak, but we need to reduce our expenditure on unnecessary claims, saying that we need to do more of what we're doing that got the other guy killed. We need to restrict the payouts that we're making to the people that we have commitments to.
That's right. Going to double down on it. That's right. You're right. Well, a health educator at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, was fully insured, and her insurer improved the treatment, but the copay was $1,800 per month. So she paid $1,000 for 12 pills while continuing to search for alternatives. She said companies price their drugs really high. The insurance company battles back by only covering 70% or 80%. And then there is this gigantic copay. She found her insurer did not count the $1,800 monthly copay toward her annual out-of-pocket deductible either. That's truly amazing. And again, these two work in tandem. The insurance companies work in tandem with the pharmaceutical companies. You know, they make this stuff so expensive that people go, "Oh, I've got to have insurance." And then when you have the insurance, you wind up with these thousands of dollars a month in copay that doesn't even apply towards your deductible. Well, the pandemic agreement that you've heard so much about, James Rogusky has always been at the forefront of doing research on this. And he's still there. And He's pointing out that the WHO, Power to Commandeer Resources from Sovereign States, they are still working to change. It's tireless. I mean, they've got one job, and they're going to do that fully. As long as we're in the pandemic accords, the pandemic agreement, and the amendments to the IHR, they're working on this, and they're going to have some new ones coming out in May of next year. We've beaten them back time and time again, and they are relentless. That's their entire full-time job, is to use the WHO in order to be able to govern us through a global public health institution. The accords will give the WHO increased powers, allowing it to declare emergencies and to commandeer resources from sovereign states. Sounds like Trump with his war within. He can just arbitrarily declare an emergency about anything and everything, and then he can do whatever he wishes. That's the way that the WHO pandemic accords want to work. It also includes clauses on misinformation and disinformation, which will allow for censorship of any dissenting voices so the public won't be given a chance to know that they're being lied to. So again, it's coming up yet again. They have been beaten back, but they will not give up. The agreement is in the process of being negotiated again and prepared for signature and ratification at the 79th World Health Assembly in May of next year. And so we'll be having James Roguski on again as we get closer to that date to tell everybody what is going on. Jeffrey Tucker, as Brownstone Institute, had an article talking about the Trump lockdown and so-called pandemic. He calls it the coup, the calamity, and the conspiracy. He said, hardly anyone has fully come to terms with what has transpired over 5 years. I got to say, you know, I may sound like a broken record because I just can't get over the fact that this happened and that nothing has happened in response to it. These people committed the worst global crime and they got away with it completely. And not only that, but you have people who see that it was a crime, and they make excuses for them because they're part of their political cult. Most currencies in the world took a 25 to 35% haircut, except for in the Far East. That's a technical description that obscures what actually happened. The measures by which most people in the world hold the liquid part of their worldly possessions, that is the money that they earned through hard work and savings, was robbed by a quarter and more. And who was the robber? Well, it was Trump. It was the pharmaceutical companies, right? Where did it all go? After all, the wealth didn't sink into the ocean. It was transferred from one group to another. It went from the poor and the middle class to the elites and well-connected industries and government. It was simply sucked away from one sector to another, achieving in a matter of a few years what would have been impossible in normal times. And that is the function that Trump serves. He is the accelerationist for this wealth transfer and for this takedown of the middle class throughout Western society. At least that's his job here in America. The forced transfer of wealth went from small business to large, from physical enterprise to digital, from storefronts to online, from citizens to government-connected contractors, from workers to leveraged capital, from families to corporations, from savers to deeply indebted government, and so on. You're perfectly free to believe that this was all a mistake, just bad policy, that the world panicked because of a pathogen, and that central banks ran the printing presses out of compassion for our suffering. Legislators rained fresh paper on the population, which we used to buy hardware and digital gadgetry, while fostering addiction to online entertainment. Governments criminalized small business while they subsidized large ones. And nowhere was that more obvious than with PPP that was supposed to bail out small businesses. Instead, Trump changed the definition of what a small business was. And more than 50% of the money went to just 5% of the large corporations. It was a massive transfer of wealth from those on Main Street that Trump had said were non-essential to the people on Wall Street, who he believes are essential because they're essential to his goals of becoming wealthy and powerful. Governments criminalize small businesses and subsidize large ones. Never forget that. The shots that everyone thought would save us made us sicker than ever. Surely it was an earnest attempt that was gone wrong. Yeah, And that's the kind of excuse that we see over and over again. He mentions that not to make an excuse, but to point out the absurdity of this. He said, you can believe that all this befell people all over the world at the same time via a series of pathetic misjudgments. In other words, yeah, pay no attention to the fact that Trump.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Text-to-Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
And Trudeau and Macron were all doing the same thing at exactly the same time. Yeah, it was not, it was just they were making the same mistakes, and they're rolling out gradually. Or you could be more realistic, and you could see that this was not a mistake at all. It was entirely intentional. The unfolding of a dark scheme hatched by an indescribably sadistic ruling class. Yes, that's right. Indeed, if this had been an accident, you would surely have heard something, someone apologize by now. There's also the planning that was involved. And he says, yeah, we had Event 201, we had Crimson Contagion, the lesser known, and many others. It all started with 9/11, Dark Winter. I wish people would go back to Dark Winter. The only person I saw go back to that was RFK Jr. in his book about Fauci, Chapter 12. And I'll give him that. He did a great job of laying out the germ game nonsense. Do you really believe all this was a coincidence, says Jeffrey Tucker. It looks for all the world to be the most far-reaching industrial reset in world history. And it worked, and it is still working, and there has been no consequence at all for the people who pulled this off. The world's most powerful industry, history's richest and most insidiously influential industry, is pharmaceuticals. There are no close competitors, not even in the storied munitions manufacturers, the shippers, and the slave traders of the past. And he's absolutely right. You know, we should think of the pharmaceutical companies, the pharmakia, that way. They're far worse than the military-industrial complex in terms of their ability to manipulate things. They're worse even than the massive slave trade that made the British Empire wealthy. They seem to have everyone on the hook. Media, academia, medicine, professional associations, and the population in general. Before COVID, this was not obvious, but today it should be obvious to anyone who is paying attention. He says, speaking for myself, it took 2 years for me to fully realize the role that pharma and modified mRNA played here. He said the first clue should have been the deprecation of natural immunity. Yeah, exactly what I said before. If you're going to say that natural immunity doesn't work, then you have no basis at all for your story about vaccines. That made no sense at all. The whole point of vaccine is to train your immune system the way it would be trained if it was exposed to the actual disease. And so if they're going to take that away, the whole thing collapses like a house of cards and lies that it is. And I believe that virology is nothing but a lie. He said the next clue should have been the removal of the shots from J&J and AstraZeneca that used adenovirus-based vector technology, if only to cobble together an mRNA monopoly. And here, this is important because he points out that mRNA is such a key technology for them. And what was it that Trump did on his first day in office the second time? He held a big conference about how they were going to set up Stargate. Remember that? He had a big Japanese bank, and he had Larry Ellison, who he is working with, to give Larry Ellison control of all media, the Ellison family, and TikTok, as well as CBS and other things. But they were there to push mRNA technology along with artificial intelligence. And he points out, he said, what's really the focus of this stuff? He said, it was so absurd that I didn't believe a guy who called me and told me about this. He said, I personally received a call from a major player in the pandemic planning early on who explained the game plan. It was so absurd that I didn't believe him and I hung up. I should have taken him seriously. He said, evidence is mounted of the raw power of the mRNA platform. They truly imagine a transhumanist future in which every illness requires a fix that can be monitored using digital technology. This is what they were selling on Trump's first day back in office, the Stargate Project. We're going to take a look at you with AI. We're going to custom make some kind of a genetic shot, mRNA, which, by the way, 5 years ago they were denying left and right that mRNA was a genetic modification. Now they're boasting about it. Anyway, they truly imagine a transhumanist future where digital technology is used to gut not only natural biology and free will, but also privacy and genuine health. It's not implausible at all to view this technology as an extension of the eugenics ambition of a century ago. And who is the guy at the very epicenter of this? Donald J. Trump. Open your eyes, folks. Come on, pay attention. Look at the Stargate thing. That should tell you everything about him. It's even more important than his cheerleading, his incessant cheerleading of the mRNA COVID shots, the bioweapons. Industries that were driving the agenda are more powerful than any government in the world. Indeed, more powerful than all the governments of the world. Yes, they are all on the same page. And they've all got this transhumanist agenda. It's not just strictly about money. The recent press conferences, which the otherwise resilient and strong Trump was deferring to Pfizer's Albert Bourla as if Bourla were his boss, should have shown you everything. RFK Jr. could only look on the scene with disdain, and he was just quietly in the background, going along with all of it. This is another op-ed piece from Brownstone talking about the lost vocation of medicine. It's gone from a calling to a commodity. And this is a medical doctor, Joseph Varon, who wrote this, and he is he's sad to see what has happened to his profession. He said, what was once a vocation has been stripped of its soul. It has been rebranded, reframed, reduced, until it barely resembles the profession I entered with such hope. Medicine today is a business enterprise. It's a big business. It's consolidated. It's the mergers that have happened, and it's the accountants have taken over the hospitals from the doctors. Patients are consumers, doctors are providers, and healing has been crowded out by billing codes, liability fears, and the suffocating weight of bureaucracy. The vocation has been replaced by a job. A job can always be abandoned. And he goes, and that's what haunts me the most. He said, it didn't happen overnight, but it really accelerated with all the COVID stuff. And that's the real role of Trump, is as an accelerationist. He's here at the tail end of this fourth turning to make sure that we own nothing. Let's take a look at some of the comments here.
Yeah, again, I've mentioned before, but just about everyone from my generation that I'd ever spoken to in the medical field said, specifically said they wanted to be a doctor because they make good money.
Mm-hmm.
Never mentioned the fact like, oh, I want to help people. I want to help people get better. I want to heal them. Doctors make a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's right. Skunk Hollow Rose Gardens. Thank you.
Before you go on, yes, thank you for the tip, Skunk Hollow Rose Gardens. I had a very good friend in high school, smart guy, and he became a doctor. And he became a pediatrician, and he got out of it because he couldn't stand to see kids die.
Yeah. It's one of those jobs where it's a lot easier to maintain it and do it if you don't have that level of care for people. It's got to be extremely difficult to care deeply about someone, be invested in helping them get better, and just not see it work, especially children.
Yeah.
But thank you, Skunk Hollow Rose Gardens. We really do appreciate it. It says, this show rules. Thank you again. Knights of the Storm and For the Love of the Road have both gifted a sub on Kick. Thank you very much. Denver Attaway. And, of course, Knights of the Storm, you can find their show on Kick and Rumble as well. They've got it multiple places. You can go to Knights of the Storm com. They've got the full schedule and breakdown of where you can find the shows and what time. So go to knightsofthestorm.com. Denver Attaway, Trump is saving the U.S. money by giving Pfizer $70 billion. That's right. What a deal. It's the art of the deal. Art of the deal. We're going to make them rich, and they're going to love us.
Art of the steal is actually.
Guard Goldsmith, again, Liberty Conspiracy. You can find Guard Goldsmith live at 6 o'clock p.m. on Rumble. Guard Goldsmith on Substack as well. Says, Levitt, as Trump increased the prices of all other imported drugs.
Yeah.
Skunk Hollow Rose Gardens, Indian made was $40. U.S. was $590.
This is the thing. You know, it's just amazing how they're portraying this as a victory. And I played you that guy. I've forgotten his name now, but out of the U.K., remember? So, oh, this is just great. You just saw Trump make Pfizer commit suicide, financial suicide. It's like, you're so incredibly clueless. And it's all about the Q stuff, and the number 17 just keeps coming up again.
Yeah.
And Q is the 17th number in the alphabet.
Oh.
It's like, no, it's your IQ, pal.
On Kick, Spencer DeLong is gifted a sub. Thank you, Spencer. And Steve F. says, wow, toxic, unhealthy drugs are going down in price. That's right. Oh, boy, you can get your poison the cheap.
We're winning, yeah.
Guard Goldsmith, tariffs raising prices versus one corporate crony company.
Yeah.
KWD68, Trump calls the worst people great men. Schwab and pharmaceutical CEOs. Bill Gates, the best. That's right. Denver Attaway, get a look at this. And he's got an article linked there. Study published 1st of October. It's only a four-person temporal observation disease pathology, that kind of thing. Denver Attaway, long-persisting SARS-CoV-2 spike-specific CD4-plus T-cells associated with mild disease and increased cytotoxicity post-COVID-19. BT Taylor, 246, if the virus has not been proven to exist, how can there be a spike protein?
That's right. Well, a spike protein can be synthesized.
Yeah.
They can say that is the that is the virus. I mean, they are saying that the spike protein is synthesized. Said this is what you would see on the virus. So we're going to reproduce part of the virus. It still doesn't, because they have a spike protein that they are injecting and making injecting mRNA to make your body manufacture that spike protein, which causes so much problem. That doesn't mean that there was a virus that had the spike protein. They haven't isolated it. They haven't proved it. They put out a genetic code saying this is what it is, even though then they say that they haven't isolated it. So, look at that conundrum that's there. But the spike protein is real, and they've got your body programmed to make it if you take the vaccine. So.
Denver Attaway, mRNA vaccines were always associated with cancer risk, I thought.
Yeah. So for 10 years, Moderna couldn't get a product approved because of the really bad adverse effects that they had.
Mm-hmm.
It took Trump coming in and saying, well, we're going to sweep everything aside for them.
Spencer DeLong, good morning, everyone. I have to miss the show live today, but I want to chime in to say my local school district in rural Ohio, is trying to pass a 1.5% income tax on the ballot next month on top of the 35% property tax increase I got hit with just last year.
Mm.
I mainly say this to say that even if you aren't involved with your local school, to stay informed on what they are doing, they're always scheming for new ways to take more of your money. Have a great day, everyone, and God bless.
Yes.
Let's cover the rest of these when we come back from break.
All right. All right, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you. defending the American dream.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. We got more comments. Patty Wax says, I thought that doctors no longer have the Hippocratic Oath of do no harm in their certification. Did they change that?
I don't know. Actually, that came from Galen, a different Greek physician. But, yeah, no, they don't. I don't know. Certainly, they don't follow that in terms of their practice.
Yeah.
They don't care if they harm you or not.
Whether it's still there or not, it's effectively gone.
And by the way, you know, while we're talking about all this stuff, make sure that you go to rncstores.com. RNC Store, singular. rncstore.com. And take a look at the products that they have there. Oh, you're talking about turbo cancer that's there, but cancer is everywhere, anywhere. A lot of different things that are in our environment. And take a look at the apricot seeds. If you have questions about whether or not that is something that has worked for other people, take a look at the book by G. Edward Griffin, A World Without Cancer. He put it on the line for a doctor who had had a lot of experience treating people and successfully with apricot seeds who had cancer. And the doctor came to him and said, I know that you'll do this. He said, I can't do it unless I take my license.
Yeah. And of course, use promo code Knight for 10% off at rncstore.com.
Yeah.
We have Mr. Palm 1011 says gold and silver up again today. Yippee. Thanks, David and Tony. Wise Wolf.
Well, we don't make it go up. What we do is, like Gerald Slinty says, we can't predict the timing of things. But we can look at trends and we can look at what's real and what's not real. And that's the thing with gold and silver. It's real, it's private, it's physical. And when you look at everything the government is doing, and you know, why would you want to store your money in a fiat currency that is under their control? That's the key issue.
Yes. And, of course, go to davidknight.gold if you would like to get in on Wolfpack. Be My Valentine. Years ago, our pastor's twin boys went into different branches of the military. They were both given all the childhood vaccines upon entering, even though they already had them all as children. They don't care.
They don't.
You're just going to get loaded up, and you will comply.
Mm-hmm.
Be My Valentine. They had health issues afterward.
Mm. Well, you know, you look at the anthrax vaccine they pushed on everybody after the Volkswagen anthrax attack associated with 9/11 to prepare the way for all this stuff. And they eventually shut that thing down. But they'll just use the military as guinea pigs. They have no respect for the people in the military. They're expendable. They treat them like animals. As a matter of fact, there's the quote from Henry Kissinger, which I think is real. Some people say, well, we don't have him saying that publicly or whatever. Just treated the military like animals, and that's the way they treat them, like livestock.
Yeah. Opossum King, Pfizer will fill the skies with vaccine drones.
Quite possibly, yeah.
And talking to Opossum King, Skunk Hollow Rose Gardens, fireable needles for vax defense. That's right, a small flechette round. Wouldn't that be fun? Skunk Hollow Rose Gardens, they use a salt-like pellet in fatty tissue pocket behind a cow's ear to vax. That pellet can blow gun out of a drone at us. the future. Denver Attaway, adjuvants are a neurotoxin which result in various forms of autoimmune disease down the line most often, months, years. Classic eugenics.
It is. Yeah.
That's why some of these vaccine injuries are so incredibly hard to diagnose. They don't show up immediately. Yeah. They can wait, as you said, months or years. It can be a long term battle. Your immune system can eventually just lose.
And even when you have an alignment in terms the explosion in the children's vaccine schedule and explosion in autism. They won't pay any attention to that. They'll tell you that it's something else. They'll tell you it's Tylenol or something.
We have KWD68 says, does it make the shot safer if you pronounce aluminum like the British do? That's right. It's aluminium. It's much safer. S.A. Miller, 123, 18-year-old cheerleader died suddenly at practice. Friend of my grandson's just two nights ago. So sad. I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry for their family.
We've never heard of anything like this. And you know, they can use these vaccines and kill our children and family members and things, and there's no consequence for them at all. It's just the it's just because of how loved Donald Trump is by one group and how hated he is by the other group. And these two groups hate each other so much that the one group hating him makes the other group love him even more so. It's pathetic. It's pathological, really. It's a Stockholm syndrome, really.
Bulldog, I get thrown out of doctor's offices if need be.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Molly Brown Dog, every vaccine ever tested, quote unquote, was tested against either another vaccine or a solution of adjuvants, both which have their own associated adverse side effects.
That's right.
That's how they make it look not so bad.
That's how they mask it, yeah.
Yeah, it's got the same base level as this other thing. See, it's not bad, except for the fact the other thing was already horrific. Molly Brown Dog, so the new vaccine adverse effects always look comparable to those in the control group. Yep. Yeah, we need to scroll.
Yeah.
Bulldog, ask your doctor if he is following CDC and WOW protocols when treating you. Denver Attaway, all states screwed over the insured homeowners after Katrina when they needed immediate relief. They fooled people into signing claims away for a few grand.
Yeah.
That's right. Now let the WHO and CDC treat you through your doctor. Yeah. Audi MRR, it was an earnest attempt at mass depopulation, talking about the vaccines.
And it's still going on.
Mm-hmm. Username 01234567 89. People reelected the guy who caused toilet paper hoarding.
It's kind of a scenario where it hits the fan, isn't it? Yeah, he made that happen.
Bulldog, the doctors have killed half the people I know. Very sorry to hear that. Jerry Alitalo, who do you expect will swoop down and buy up all the farms after Trump tariffs force a ton of American farmers into bankruptcy?
Bill Gates in China, probably.
And BlackRock.
Yeah, BlackRock, yeah.
Three big players, none of them with good intentions for the American people. Doug Lug, nurses that care for their patients are way better than nurses that are only there for the money. Yeah, and it's becoming fewer and further between. I made some harsh comments about nurses that upset some people. I'm sure if your family member is a nurse, they're one of the good ones. But many, as I've said before, most of the people in my generation who went into nursing, who went into being a doctor, did it for the money. And because it's a good way to get prestige, people see that you're a doctor or a nurse, and they go, oh, you're a doctor. Thank you.
When I was in the hospital, I had several really, really good nurses and that really stood out because they were so good. And I had one guy that was really, really sadistic. I guess is about the only way that you could put this. He was a piece of...
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Work. He had already decided that he was going to transfer to another hospital. He didn't really care. I was kind of a special project. Yeah.
Doug Lug, nurses Nibiru 2029, the two deadliest practices among humans are war and healthcare. That's right. Be My Valentine, fear affected people that were fooled by the COVID pandemic. Now it is harder to convince people that they were fooled. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Soxa Voxas, it's now called the hypocrite oath.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look, talking about hypocrites, let's take a look at the update on the Epstein thing, because it really does matter. It really does show us the character of these people. The president's refusal to rule out pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell for her sex trafficking conviction has sparked fury within the MAGA movement. A lot of those people on X that have large social media followings have reacted with anger after Trump said he would consider pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, who's now serving 20 years in prison. And just think about the fact that he's willing to take such a hit with his own base. What does that tell you about who controls him? The backlash to Trump's remarks is the latest example of discontent by the administration's handling of the case involving Epstein, a wealthy financier who died by suicide. If you believe that, you probably believe what Trump tells you about things as well. Initially, the White House had ordered a review of the case and said that it would publish names and evidence about Epstein's associates. We all know this. DOJ FBI memo said, however, there was no client list and that no further charges would be brought. Well, we just had Pam Bondi go before the House Oversight Committee at the end of September. They released 33,000 pages of documents related to the to Epstein, flight logs, court filings, emails, and, of course, the birthday book that had the contentious picture that Trump had drawn and signed. But some lawmakers said this wasn't enough, and a petition has been filed to release all Epstein files, and you got Mike Johnson doing everything he can, shutting down Congress a week early when they had a month off, and then refusing to seat a newly elected, after a special election, a newly elected female Democrat who would vote for the release of this stuff. He's pulling every trick in the book. But this is Pam Bondi as she's giving more lies about the list.
February, you made a public claim that the Epstein client list was, quote, sitting on my desk right now for review, end of quote. You then produce already public information and no client list at a major media event hosted at the White House. Attorney General Bondi, why did you publicly claim to have the Epstein client list waiting for your review and then produce nothing relevant to that claim?
Senator Durbin, if you listen to my entire clip on that, I said I had not reviewed it yet, that it was sitting on my desk along with the JFK files, the Martin Luther King files. And I said I had not yet reviewed it. And if you see our memo on Epstein,
the fantasy documents.
We'll see, our memo on Epstein clearly points out that there was no client list, our July 6th memo.
Going back to the Epstein files, according to another whistleblower who made a protected disclosure to my office, you pushed the FBI to review approximately 100,000 Epstein-related records on an arbitrarily short deadline in March, and the FBI was directed to flag any documents that mentioned President Trump. Nothing came of that review until July when DOJ and FBI released an unsigned memo stating, quote, there's no incriminating client list. Why was the July 7th memo unsigned?
The July 7th memo came from the FBI and the Department of Justice. Director Patel answered those questions very clear. And, you know, Senator Durbin, I find it very interesting that you refused repeated Republican requests to release the Epstein flight logs in 2023 and 2024. You fought that. Did you take money from Reid Hoffman, campaign donations, who was a huge Epstein friend? Why did you fight for years? Why did you fight to not disclose the?
Yeah, but what about you? You covered up for them too, so that says I can cover up for them.
One of the senators here wished to produce those logs, and I asked her to put it in writing, and she never did.
Yeah, I think Senator Blackburn would quarrel with you on that.
Well, I will quarrel with you as to read somebody that you mentioned I never heard of.
Reid Hoffman.
So who gave the order to flag records related to President Trump?
To flag records for President Trump?
To flag any records which included his name.
I'm not going to discuss anything about that with you, Senator.
Eventually
because I could get incriminated with this. Yeah. not going to tell you that it came from me. Well, you see how they play this game. It's like, yeah, but you covered up for Jeffrey Epstein yourself. And you got somebody that gave you money that was a pal of Jeffrey Epstein, Reid Hoffman. Well, Pam, what about Donald Trump, who was his best friend for 15 years? You work for that guy. He's the one who gave you your job, your total control of you financially. And so when they asked Trump about it, again, he plays as if he doesn't know anything at all about this. He plays dumb when they ask him about Ghislaine Maxwell. I haven't heard that name. Who is that? I don't know.
Say it.
The Supreme Court is back and yeah. They rejected today an appeal by Ghislaine Maxwell to overturn her conviction. That means her only chance of getting out of prison is a pardon from you. Is that something you're...
Who are we talking about?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
You know, I haven't heard the name in so long. I can say this, that I'd have to take a
look. He's such a bad liar.
I'd have to take a look. Did they reject that?
She wanted to appeal her conviction.
And what happened?
Remember that foursome?
Yeah. Well, I'll take a look at it. I will speak to the DOJ. I wouldn't consider it or not consider it. I don't know anything about it. But I'll speak. I will speak to the DOJ.
Why would she be a candidate for clemency, sir?
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to speak to the DOJ. I'll look at it. I have a lot of people have asked me for pardons. I call him Puff Daddy has asked me for a pardon.
But she was convicted of child sex trafficking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to take a look at it. I have to ask DOJ.
You knew her really, really well.
She was even asking for it, frankly.
Didn't know she was asking for a pardon. He just never saw anything. But what's that name? I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Who?
That's all anybody is talking about around him, and he's gonna kick this down to Pam Bondi again. Well, you know, she's going to have to be very careful when she testifies, because she's putting her neck in a noose every time she goes to testify before Congress if they're going to play this game with James Comey, try to lock him up for lying to Congress. So she's playing that same game there. So then you had Laura Loomer, who is the chief advisor to the president, evidently, on the behalf of MAGA. She said, I strongly advise against anyone lobbying the Trump administration and the DOJ to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With access to cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Do not do it. I repeat, do not do it. Well, she seems to have heard of Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't know. Why hasn't Trump heard of her?
It's very strange when Laura Loomer is the voice of reason in a room.
Just tells you just how
we've gone off the deep end.
Patriot Princess, a MAGA account with over 12,000 followers. I guess that's a lot of, for Newsweek, that's a lot of influence there, I guess. Said, like it or not, Epstein is a red line for many of us. Back in June. Well, I get, you know, but it wasn't a red line for them when Trump locked everybody down and pushed the poison, but this was a red line. There's so many red lines, you know, pick one. Another account said it better be worth losing his entire base if he chooses to pardon Maxwell. Trump will destroy his reputation. What representation? And will loose his entire base, shills and apologists included. And that's the way he put it. Instead of lose, he puts loose. And it better be worth loosing his entire base. Loosing? You got some explaining to do here.
It's like people don't understand that this is his second term.
Yeah.
Even if he does.
And they don't understand the 15 years that he spent with Jeffrey Epstein. And they don't see the pictures of the four of them together. And the look that Melania is giving Jeffrey Epstein is just...
He doesn't have to care about any of this. Sure, yeah. He may be talking about running again. I personally don't think he will. I think that's just a, you know, ego thing. Oh, wouldn't it be great if I did? Wouldn't you all love it?
And a lot of this stuff is just to create controversy. It's a wag the dog approach, you know. You don't have to necessarily... He's not above it, but you don't necessarily have to start a war in another country, which I think he's in the process of doing, in order to distract attention from the things that you don't want people paying attention to, like this Epstein thing. You can just throw out nonsense like, we're going to take over Greenland, I'm going to run for a third term. That works equally well with Trump, to say stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It completely changes the narrative.
Maybe he just has a really bad memory, and that's why he can't remember the notes that he wrote to Epstein, the birthday letters, or who Ghislaine Maxwell is.
Yeah. Well, right there, they should take that. The Democrats should take that and say, okay, well, I guess we'll do the 25th Amendment. If it's, if he's suffering from dementia so badly that he doesn't remember his best friends, we have to do the 25th on him.
If Joe Biden had made a comment like that with as much evidence that he knew someone as there is with Trump, everyone would have been all over him. They would have been pointing out the insanity of it and either saying he's lying or making jokes about his declining mental faculties.
Yes. Well, this is a Newsweek article, so they focus on somebody I've not heard of before. Warren Carpenter, a MAGA figure who previously worked for the Michigan GOP, said, "This is not what I voted for. It's the freaking opposite." So you voted for the guy who is the pharmaceutical tool and did lockdowns and mass murder for people? You voted for that then? And this surprised you because you thought he was going to be on your side with the Epstein stuff? Well, we have an Israeli official. Remember this from a couple of weeks ago? He was caught in a sting in Vegas. He was there for the Black Hat conference. He's a cybersecurity official from Israel, very highly placed there. And he was caught in this pedophile sting that was run. They go online and pretend that they're kids. And then when these people who think that they're talking to a kid arrange to meet them, when they show up, they find that it's law enforcement there. Well, the other seven or eight people that were part of this, they all got arrested. But this guy, who is an official in Israel's cybersecurity agency, even after he was arrested in the child sex sting in August, he's now been indicted by a Clark County grand jury on Friday. 6 weeks, though, after he was mysteriously allowed to flee the U.S. back to Israel. How did that happen? Well, Tom Alexdranovich, who helped guide Israel's cybersecurity policy, was representing Israel at the Black Hat USA conference in Vegas. He was one of seven people swept up in a major multi-agency sting operation targeting pedophiles soliciting sex acts with minors. According to court records, the 38-year-old Alexandrovich allegedly committed the felony offense of using computer technology in an attempt to lure a child into sexual abuse. That particular crime encompasses children under 16. The next day, he posted a $10,000 bond and fled the country. Online court records show that Alexandrovich is expected to appear on October the 15th. Good luck with that. For an initial arraignment, as being represented by a, this is what's interesting, his lawyer, David Chesnoff, has been appointed to a position on the Homeland Security Advisory Council by Trump. And so, he's got some friends in high places, doesn't he, this pedophile? Imagine a pedophile with friends in high places in Washington. Who would have thought that would happen? And again, Trump is at the epicenter of this. It's worse than the 6 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon. You know, all these people, all these pedophiles, they're directly connected to Trump. In this particular case, there's 1 degree of separation. You've got his lawyer is going to be the guy that was appointed to the Homeland Security Advisory Council by Trump. Why is an alleged Israeli high-level government pedophile being represented by a Trump nominee? Chesnoff also represented an Israeli dual citizen who pleaded guilty to lying about the Bidens taking a $5 million bribe from Burisma. Again, he is at the epicenter of all this corruption. This is a guy that they can work with. That's why they put him in at DHS. In any event, says Zero Hedge, according to the indictment, Alexandrovich, quote, willfully and unlawfully and knowingly arranged to meet an undercover FBI agent who he believed was under 16 with the intent to solicit, persuade, or lure them into sexual conduct to online apps such as WhatsApp and Pure. Pure is an app that allows users to date, play, and misbehave anonymously. They call it Pure. As the news broke 6 weeks ago, the office of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu reflexively denied Alexandrovich had done anything wrong, claiming that, quote, the employee who does not hold a diplomatic visa was not arrested and returned to Israel as scheduled, except that he was arrested. So that was a lie as well. It's not clear why or how he was allowed to return to Israel, which has a reputation as a haven for pedophiles who prey on American children. Citing a Jewish watchdog group, a 2020 CBS News report found that in just the previous 6 years, more than 60 Jewish Americans who had been accused of pedophilia had fled to Israel, taking advantage of Israel's right of return law that lets any Jewish individual in the world enjoy instant citizenship and not pay any penalties for any crimes that they're accused of, especially pedophilia. You have the Daily Skeptic out of the UK.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
In terms of talking about what's going on with Gaza and Trump putting Tony Blair at the top, and of course in the UK, where Daily Skeptic is, Their take on this, does Trump really not realize how globally toxic Tony Blair is? I would say to them, you don't know Trump then, do you? He hangs out with toxic people like Jeffrey Epstein and so forth, and Netanyahu. Tony Blair is just another one. Why would they think that he would care about that? Well, as part of this back and forth, that I played for you, Pam Bondi coming back to Sheldon Whitehouse and saying, well, you know, you you get money from Reid Hoffman, who was with Jeffrey Epstein on multiple occasions. I wonder how many occasions Trump and Epstein were together. And, you know, so you look at this, and the hypocrisy is just unbelievable on the side of these people. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge asks, did the FBI director Kash Patel just lie to Congress? What is going to happen when the next Democrat comes in? They're going to keep playing this game. And, you know, when Biden escalated it to come after Trump, Trump is now escalating it higher than Biden did. And the next time it changes hands, it's going to get even higher. And all these people like Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino, we're out there lying up one side and down the other to the American people and to Congress. Maybe they could get to Israel. I don't know. Do they have any Jewish connection? Do they have a right of return? They better be making some plans to get to some country where they're not going to be extradited by the next president of the Democrats. Recently, FBI Director Kash Patel made two presentations in front of Congress, testifying one day at a Senate hearing and the next day in front of a House Judiciary Committee. Listening to the hours of testimony was an exercise in understanding misdirection and propaganda. And coming on the heels of the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey for lying to Congress, one has to ask whether FBI Director Patel's studied omissions constitute lying as well. In other words, you know, when you're under oath, I don't know what they put him under oath there, but if you're testifying in court, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, right? The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, it is studied omissions. And so he is deliberately, in a sense, lying by not telling them everything, you know. Kind of like James Clapper. Are you spying on the American people? Not deliberately. It was an accident. It really was. While Patel came under harsh criticism by some of the Democrats in attendance, specifically about his alleged politicization of the FBI and his alleged failure to release what's been called the Epstein Black Book, charges that he vigorously denies, none of the critics in attendance even broached what appears to be Patel's real omission, which involves the white-collar crimes being committed with impunity by state and federal court judges across the U.S. These crimes involve civil asset forfeiture, also known as theft, as well as untimely death, which is also known as murder. And it just shows, folks, that the Trump people and the Department of Justice are business as usual. They're not going to do anything about civil asset forfeiture. And they're going to let this war on drugs metastasize into a full-blown civil war as well as a war with Venezuela, at least the excuse for a war with Venezuela. Well, we're going to take a break real quick. We've got a couple of comments here.
That's right. Mr. Inquisitor says, thank you for saying that, David. I'm a vaccine-injured veteran. I suffer every day because of the anthrax vaccine, and I can't get the proper care because they won't acknowledge its impact.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, very sorry to hear that, Mr.
Inquisitor. Seen that over and over again. Yeah.
Yeah. AP Rumble Seat. Weren't many of Epstein's compatriots already given immunity during previous investigations and convictions? Well, that's what Ghislaine is arguing.
Yeah. Yeah, they had four people that were specifically named and said, and others as well. And she said, well, that's me. I'm others. I'm the other one that was involved in procuring young girls and delivering them to Jeffrey Epstein. And, of course, you have all these girls that they were convicted of trafficking. And the question is, to whom? There were no guys
involved.
There
weren't any clients.
Yeah, there's no clients, according to Pam Bondi. These people are such amateur liars. It's repulsive to think that anybody could support somebody like this. I kind of expect that from them. What is amazing to me is that people make excuses for them.
Yeah, people have become so either stupid or jaded that they're willing to look past it.
Yeah.
Are they amateur liars, or are they just so good that they don't waste more effort than they need to with their lies?
If it's working,
can you call them amateurs?
Yeah. Look, man, the American people will buy anything. I'm not going to put in any more effort than necessary.
Well, I would say they're not amateurs, Lance. I would say that they are professionals, as in the oldest profession, because they have prostituted themselves, haven't they? It's not just Ghislaine Maxwell. It's Pam Bondi who's prostituted herself. In a political sense.
Audi MRR says, this is all theater, folks. Epstein files will never be made public by our corrupt government.
Oh, I agree.
And I agree as well.
But what is being made public? It's the Streisand effect, right? They need to rename that. They need to call it the Epstein effect.
Mm-hmm.
What Trump is doing and what Mike Johnson is doing is significant because it shows who they are, and it shows how desperate they are to cover up the stuff that they know is there and to cover up for pedophiles. It defines his character. That's what I think is one of the reasons why this is something that is difficult for MAGA to get past, because it is such a character-defining thing. They can't make excuses for this. You know, they can try to make excuses for him. Oh, he was deceived by Fauci and all the rest of this stuff, but they can't come up with a plausible excuse for why he pivoted on this, just like he has pivoted on the war. Now he's all for war. He came in as a peace candidate, and he just turned on a dime like that. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back.
Listening to The David Knight Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Hear news now at APSRadioNews.com or get the APS Radio app and never miss another story.
Hello, it's me, Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm so tired of wearing these same t-shirts everywhere for years. You'd think with all the billions I've skimmed off America, I could dress better. And I could, if only David Knight would send me one of his beautiful gray MacGuffin hoodies or a new black t-shirt with the MacGuffin logo in blue. But he told me to get lost. Maybe one of you American suckers can buy me some at thedavidknightshow.com. You should be able to buy me several hundred. Those amazing sand-colored microphone hoodies are so beautiful. I'd wear something other than green military cosplay to my various galas and social events. If you want to save on shipping, just put it in the next package of bombs and missiles coming from the USA.
Well, folks, let's take a look at the war within, as Trump calls it. Some people are calling it a civil war that he's trying to accelerate us into. And one of the problems that I have with this is not just the fact that it's a police state approach that is militarizing or federalizing the police, militarizing the police as well, but also that he's giving these radical Marxists a platform by which they can stand up and sound like Patrick Henry. This is not winning when you make the other side look good. You know, it was Rush Limbaugh used to say, I take phone calls from you to make me look good. So he would have people come in who were in opposition to him, but they didn't really have a good case to make. So Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is now creating ICE-free zones to impede the immigration arrests, and he's sounding like a founding father in terms of pushing back against a standing army. In recent weeks, federal agents used several city-owned properties, including parking lots near Harrison and Kedzie, and a vacant lot at 46 and Damon, he said, a staging site for immigration enforcement. Such use of city property undermines community trust, runs counter to Chicago's welcoming city ordinance, which ensures that all residents, regardless of immigration status, can live, work, and seek services without fear. Johnson bloviated, says Breitbart. And look, this is another one of these deals like the guy that I interviewed yesterday, David Beto. When he's talking about FDR, he said he did some things that were so over the top that he was opposed by other Democrats, even though they agreed with the direction, you know, what he really wanted to do. They said that the end did not justify the means. We don't have people like that anymore. And so we don't have any Republicans that will oppose Trump because they're concerned about the means that he's using. You can agree with the overall end, but the means that Trump is doing is, it's just counterproductive. And it is destroying the Constitution. We're going to have a lot of really bad fruit from this. So I'm against the federalization of the police. I'm against masked police going around with a chip on their shoulder and getting violent with anybody who looks at them sideways. That has no place in America. And that is not the way to clean up this open borders mess, which Trump tolerated and exacerbated in his 4 years in office. And he did exacerbate it. He did not build a wall. He didn't do anything to deter immigration. As a matter of fact, the first 6 or 7 months, people had heard him talk tough. So immigration took a plunge because of his tough talk as a candidate. But when they realized that he was a paper tiger on all this, that's when they started organizing the caravans. And so he himself was counterproductive in all of this. And there are many things that he could do to interdict as a deterrent rather than a direct confrontation of the people coming in. And they could also remove the welfare magnet that is there for people and many other things like that that they could do instead of this jackboot thug approach. But that's what Trump wants. He loves force. He is an authoritarian thug. And that's what he wants. And so the authoritarian thug approach that he has taken, this fascist approach, this dictator approach, that is working against him, and it's working against our country. And it is there, I believe, deliberately to try to accelerate us into a civil war. And the other side is out there allowed to pose as defenders of the Constitution, which they certainly are not. And I don't think that there is any, when you look at the nullification aspects of this and local versus federal, clearly the federal government has jurisdiction in terms of immigration stuff under the Constitution. But he said, we have a rogue, reckless group of heavily armed, masked individuals roaming through our city that are not accountable to the people of Chicago. Bingo. He's exactly right. I can't believe that Trump has got me agreeing with Brandon Johnson, the Chicago mayor. But he's exactly right. These masked federal cops are rogue, reckless, heavily armed, masked. And it's disgusting to see that this is Trump's idea of what law enforcement should be. He said, we'll not tolerate ICE agents violating our residents' constitutional rights, nor will we allow the federal government to disregard our local authority. Well, that's right. You know, they should be standing for this. Now, whether or not they will, and again, you know, Trump has put these people in a place where they can take the high road because he has gone so low. ICE agents are detaining elected officials, tear-gassing protesters, children, and Chicago police officers, and abusing Chicago's residents. We will not stand for that in our city. With this executive order, Chicago stands firmly in protecting the constitutional rights of our residents and our immigrant communities and upholding our democracy. Well, again, he is, Breitbart's take on this is that he is escalating his dangerous, violent rhetoric. Is that dangerous and violent to say that you don't want to have heavily armed and armored thugs going around recklessly, acting as rogues with masks on their faces, bullying people on the streets? Is that the problem, or is a response to that the problem? They said he's claiming that Americans on the right want a rematch of the Civil War, and that Trump has declared war on the people of Chicago and the people across America. I'm afraid he's right. I'm afraid that he's right. Legal battles are raging over five states over the National Guard deployments. And again, Trump is, like FDR, doing his best to destroy any remnant or manifestation of federalism, doing his best to destroy the 10th Amendment, the Constitution, the Posse Comitatus Act. Some government officials have alleged that he is exceeding his legal authority by disregarding certain limits that Congress placed on his ability to federalize the National Guard. Congress set limits on the president's ability to federalize the National Guard, specifically requiring either an invasion, rebellion, or a danger of rebellion, or an inability by the president to execute the law with regular forces. The law has already come up in lawsuits from California, Oregon, and Illinois, and could resurface depending on how state and local governments respond to these future deployments. And so this article from Zero Hedge goes through it city by city. So we got Portland, we got Chicago, we got Washington, D.C., we got Memphis, all these different places. This is already happening. State of Oregon and the city of Portland acknowledged activity outside of an ICE facility that was, again, blocking it and a crowd of protesters over the weekend. But they denied that it was the kind of protest that justified federal intervention. U.S. District Judge Karen Emmergut, who was appointed by Trump, agreed when she issued a temporary restraining order on October the 4th, she recounted incidents such as individuals shining flashlights on drivers and setting up makeshift guillotine. While these incidents, she said, were inexcusable, she said they are nowhere near the type of incidents that cannot be handled by regular law enforcement forces. In other words, this is not a justification for Trump to send in the army. They're shining flashlights on our faces. You know, they set up a mock guillotine over here, so send in the army.
I mean, how is setting up a mock guillotine inexcusable? Isn't that just free speech? I mean, clearly it's not an intention to use it, I wouldn't think. I don't imagine it's a functioning guillotine.
That's right. Well, yeah, it's kind of like you see that picture all the time of the noose that somebody put up as part of the protests on January the 6th. And the left loves to use that picture. And so, you know, people put stuff up like that, but if it's a you know, they couldn't have actually, probably was not sturdy enough to actually hang Pence. So it was just a protest. It wasn't an actual implement that they were going to hang anybody. And I don't think this guillotine was actually going to work either. But anyway, the administration has also violated the 10th Amendment, she said, by unlawfully attempting to federalize the troops. She said, because the president is federalizing the Oregon National Guard absent constitutional authority, his actions undermine the sovereign interest of Oregon as protected by the 10th Amendment. The case became even more complicated when the administration tried to deploy members from the California National Guard to Portland. That, too, was blocked by Immergut in a subsequent order. And, of course, it allows somebody like Newscom, Newscam, whatever you want to call him, Nuisance, Governor Nuisance, it allows him to take the high road and to push back against this. It's like, let's not make these guys look like heroes. And that's what I always said about what the left was doing to Donald Trump with all this lawfare that was obviously idiotic. But now Trump is doing idiotic things, and these people can pose as defenders of the Constitution, which they clearly are not. They're just posers, but it lets them pose that way. Then Chicago. By October the 4th, Hegseth had invoked Section 12406 to federalize 300 members of the Illinois National Guard. As in Portland, Hegseth also tried to federalize troops from another state, this time Texas, and bring them to Illinois. Illinois' lawsuit has argued that Trump can't use federal troops for civilian law enforcement because of a law known as the Posse Comitatus Act, which prohibits such use. However, the Trump administration argued that it doesn't prevent the president from using troops to protect federal assets, such as an ICE facility. Well, we're seeing all kinds of abuse. I mean, it's not just the issue with the 300 troops and some of them rappelling out of black helicopters and sticking guns in the face of residents that are throwing flash grenades and all the rest of that stuff. To me, that's so incredibly outrageous. That was the actual implementation of what we were always concerned about when we saw them practicing in the cities. And they would say, oh, don't worry, we're not going to use the military in the cities. We just practice where we're going to be fighting. And so it's like, so that was...
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
It's an admission that they're practicing to do that. Now Trump is saying that out loud. Yeah, we're going to practice in the cities because that's where we're going to be fighting. We got a war within, and I want you generals and admirals to be on board with this, or else you're out. How is this not outraging the people on the right? It's just another example of Trump delusion syndrome. These people are so deluded that they can't see that Trump is doing openly what we knew that Obama was doing quietly behind the scenes. And it's even more reprehensible when he does it openly and you don't say anything about it. As a matter of fact, You know, take a look at this picture. This is snipers on the roof of a building shooting rubber bullets at the crowd down below. Isn't this amazing? You know, this is what we want here in America. We want snipers up on the roof in black and masks shooting on people who are protesting down on the ground. Protests have occurred at an ICE facility near Chicago, the lawsuit said. The protests would be a flimsy pretext, they said, for sending in troops. ICE continues to operate the facility to process the hundreds of individuals that it has detained in recent weeks. It hasn't deterred them from operating. So you're going to use that as a flimsy pretext to send in the army. And then in Memphis, Trump has initiated a multi-pronged approach in Memphis where violent crime was 6 times higher than the national average in 2024. Yeah, I worry about Memphis. I mean, you know, when you go back to Texas and you drive, we had to drive through Memphis for the interstate there. And they have shootouts on the interstate even going through Memphis. The crime is really bad there.
Yeah.
But it is still, I don't think, a federal issue. In 2024,
you get to see the Bass Pro Shop pyramid.
Yeah, exactly. And in 2024, the city ranked first in the nation for per capita violent crime as well as for property crime. And so Trump's approach is to send in the National Guard, but it's unclear whether or not they have started operations in the city. He's got the support of the Tennessee governor, Bill Lee, which, you know, a lot of people in the conservative states, they're going to give carte blanche to Trump to do whatever he wants. So we could wind up getting this worse than the people in the Democrat areas. And then finally, in Washington, National Guard troops remain in the nation's capital nearly 2 months after Trump initially deployed them over concerns that he had there. Well, while all that is happening, and you've got all this kinetic drama, you know, which is what they talk about, the special forces, for example, they could do psyops when they would go in, or they could do kinetic stuff, jumping out of airplanes or grappling out of helicopters and that type of stuff. That's the kinetic stuff. So Trump has got this, you know, ultimate fighting contest thing going on with the troops. But at the same time, when you look at him complaining about tariffs and the economic impact that trade imbalance has on us, and you look at him talking about getting out the immigrants, the utter hypocrisy of this is truly astounding. And this, again, was surprising to see this from WND. They have focused on this H-1B visa thing, and they're getting pretty upset with Trump for doing nothing about it. 7.5 million foreign permits issued in 2024, while 17 million Americans were left without jobs. While millions of our people search for jobs and settle for part-time work, the government is quietly flooding the labor pool with foreigners. And you got billionaires like the one we talked about yesterday who says, well, you know, the people coming in from India and other places for the H-1B thing, they're not competition for you. You're dishwashers. You Americans, you're dishwashers. These people are coming in for tech jobs. That's not for you. That's for them. In 2024, only 1.5 million new jobs were created, yet 7.5 million work permits were approved, a 6 million worker surplus. Add to that 3.6 million retirements, 4.9 million new graduates, and 6.7 million unemployed, and the total climbs to over 17 million Americans left behind. Biden's Bureau of Labor Statistics lied about the job market, but the math is undeniable. Elizabeth Farah exposes the truth and calls out President Trump to act now in a report that they put up on their website. Well, good luck with that. It's all just, it is a theater, and he doesn't really care what happens to us as Americans. He's there to serve the billionaires who want to bring in cheap labor. Trump said he is considering invoking the Insurrection Act in Portland. Trump on Monday told reporters at the White House that he's considering invoking the Insurrection Act in Portland. He said, with the protests that are there over ICE facilities, and I've got a video about that. Here it is right here.
Yeah, well, it's been invoked before, as you know. If you look at Chicago, Chicago's a great city where there's a lot of crime. And if the governor can't do the job, we'll do the job. It's all very simple. They probably had 50 murders in Chicago over the last 5, 6, 7 months. Many people were shot. And then the governor gets up and he says, well, we can handle it. They can't handle it. They don't know what they're doing. The mayor is grossly incompetent. He's at a 4% approval rating.
But you don't have any authority to do anything about
this. He's at a 4% lowest approval rating.
Constitution is more important than crime in Chicago.
Lower than even de Blasio, which is hard to believe, in New York. I thought de Blasio would always maintain that record, but the Chicago guy is even lower. So I think that we want safe cities. If you look at D.C., you would right now, Mark, you could go out, take your family out to dinner. You could walk right down the middle of the street. There is no crime in D.C. When I got here, this place was a raging hellhole where people would come from Canada. People would come from other places and end up getting shot. Nobody's being shot. The National Guard's been unbelievable. I mean, they are strong, tough guys. You know,
I prefer dangerous liberty and not having a standing army to the illusion of security. And I don't know if what he is saying is true. He lies constantly. Even if every word that he said was true, even if it was a violent hellhole and you couldn't walk down the street without getting shot, which I think is an exaggeration. Yeah, it was pretty bad, but it wasn't that bad. Even if that were true, and even if it is now 100% safe, I still oppose him for doing this. He does not have the authority to do this. And let me tell you something. It is much more dangerous to enable a guy to have that kind of authority, a federal government to have that kind of authority that is not under the Constitution, and to throw away the rule of law. That is the most dangerous thing you could do. The worst gang that we could have is the gang that thinks that it's doing the right thing and that has the authority to do whatever it wishes without any controls or legal restraints. He said, Portland's been on fire for years. So far, it hasn't been necessary, but we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I would do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up, or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that. I mean, I want to make sure that people aren't killed, as he is shooting boats out of the water in Venezuela without any evidence whatsoever. So he's open to invoking the Insurrection Act. So when he commented on this judge that he appointed, he says, so you have a judge that has lost her way, that tries to pretend that there's no problem. Well, the problem is that Trump is pretending that there's no Constitution, that there's no Tenth Amendment, and that there's no Posse Comitatus Act. That's the problem. The Insurrection Act that they're talking about is from 1807, a federal law that allows the president to nationally deploy the U.S. military or to federalize troops to quell what the president deems to be an insurrection against the United States. And again, some scattered protests around an ICE facility that doesn't even shut down the ICE facility is not an insurrection. Trump has flirted with invoking the Insurrection Act before. During the 2024 campaign, he said he would use a law to suppress unrest. And at the end of his first term in office, some of his supporters urged him to invoke the law to try to hold on to power after he lost the election to Biden. So this is an article from Mother Jones that was put up by Drudge asking, is it time for soft secession? I say it's always time for that. This is wargaming, how blue states could use their economic clout to stand up to Trump's agenda, starting with California. And I heartily approve this. I got to say, you know, I had my first program back in August of 2017 when I was at InfoWars. The very first guest that I had was somebody who, again, 2017 was the first year that Trump was in office. And there were already several people on the left who were pushing for secession. And that was my very first guest. You know, what can I do to help you? Because I'm always for people having self-governance. And it was good to have somebody on the left saying this, because whenever you talk about secession and the right of self-governance, which is the basis for the existence of the United States in the very first place, whenever you talk about that, everybody says, oh, well, you are for slavery or whatever, right? They'll always bring that back. And it's like, no, that doesn't necessarily follow from that. That's a spin that they put on the Civil War anyway. In 2013, a venture capitalist, Tim Draper, launched a Six Californias ballot initiative. The upshot was there was some 40 million people, more than the population of the 20 smallest states combined. California was too big, too diverse to be efficiently governed. I agree 100% with that. And I think that the United States is too large to be efficiently governed. And I think that the even if the politicians were not completely bought and sold, I think that it would still be unworkable to have one representative for, what is it now, 750,000 residents. I think that's an absurdity. So I think it's true at the federal level, but it certainly is true at California as well.
Yeah, I keep saying it, but different people generally seem to like being governed in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Americans, you know, generally in the past have loved liberty. They fought very hard for it. Mm-hmm. Other countries have not. They haven't wanted it. They haven't desired to put in the effort to get it. That's why, again, the absurdity. I don't like democracy, but the absurdity of exporting it, even if it was the perfect system of government, some people don't want it.
Yeah.
They have to want it themselves. The population has to want it. If they like a monarchy, you cannot force democracy on them.
You can't impose a love for self-governance. Mm-hmm. They either got it or they don't have it. That's all of our nation building, the flaw behind all of that thinking.
I know someone who lives in upstate New York, and he's constantly complaining because he's, you know, conservative, about New York City influencing all of New York's politics. And if you're in New York, you will get whatever New York City wants, even though most of New York is actually pretty conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And his thoughts was that once any city reaches a certain size, it should become its own district, kind of like D.C. But
that's a really good idea. I think that's exactly right, because you see that in state after state. You know, you look at Virginia, and it's the suburbs of Washington along with Virginia Beach, which is a heavy federal military presence is there. Those two urban centers have.
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
I've washed out the votes of the rural areas. And in Tennessee here, Nashville and Memphis, a real counterweight to the rest of the state that is here. And we saw this at a local level when we lived in North Carolina. The community that we were in neighbored Chapel Hill, where the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill is. And you had a lot of people who were part of that university mindset, which I guess we could say, that had moved into that county. And they were able to take over the county government. And they started putting restrictions on farmers, making it impossible for them to do their job and other things like that. And the way that they did it was prior to them coming in and changing the structure of the county government, you had regional representation within the county. So a county commissioner would be attached to a particular geographical area. And since they were all clustered in one corner of the county, they could not run the county. And so what they did was they pushed, and in the name of fairness, they pushed the idea that everybody would be able to vote for every counselor. So you would run at large. And once they did that, they put up a slate of electors. And because they had a lot of people in that one little corner there, and the rest of the county was sparsely populated, mainly with farmers, they were able to get complete control of the county government. And so that's really what is happening on a state-by-state level. That happened in a kind of a microcosm there. So he puts this ballot on, and what he wanted to do was to break up California into six different areas and make them all separate states. And one of them, around the Bay Area, he was even going to name it Silicon Valley, the state of Silicon Valley. Anyway, he was able to get 753,000 signatures, but that wasn't enough to get on the ballot in California. And then after the 2016 election, when people started pushing back against Trump, and like I said, in 2017, I was able to talk to somebody that was part of a California secession movement. He was able to get the ballot on the initiative, the initiative on the ballot, I should say. But the day before the ballots were to be printed, the state Supreme Court blocked the measure. It said, what do we do about things like water treaties and things like that? So we're not going to split up California, said the California Supreme Court. So they took the initiative off the ballot even after they got on there. That's why I say, you know, the way they control the ballot, usually by the political parties, means that democracy is not really functional. And we don't really want direct democracy anyway. We want a republic. We want a republic where you have people who are under the law and under the Constitution. Draper tapped into something that is now excruciatingly felt. The assignment of two senators per state, no matter its population, was always deeply flawed, says Mother Jones. Now, this is a leftist mindset, which is itself deeply flawed. Now, I've talked about this before as well. It's a fundamental misunderstanding of the structure of our government to think that senators should be directly elected. That needs to be taken out. That was done, by the way, by a lot of politicians who had been in the Grand Army of the Republic, who hated any state power whatsoever. These were veterans of the Civil War, and they were now in authority, and so they wanted to crush once and for all the power of the states and centralize as much power as they could in Washington. That's why we had the constitutional amendment for the direct election of senators. Prior to that, senators were always directly appointed by the state government because the senators were there, and that's the reason you had two per state, regardless of the population. They were not there to represent the people. They were there to represent the state. The state needed to have representation as a power base. They need representation in Congress. The House of Representatives was so named because it was there to represent the people. And if you look at the 10th Amendment, it says that the powers not delegated by the states or by the people are held by them, right? If it's not delegated to the federal government. So they envisioned a separation of powers, and that was reflected in the bicameral legislative body that we had. One was to represent the power of the states, the other represent the power of the people. And so the liberals don't understand that. They don't care about that, and they just, that's the reality. But it would be good for us to have smaller, more accountable legislation that's there, and also to be able to have some control. So what they're talking about is what could we do economically to assert our control? Well, we've seen a lot of this stuff in terms of their CARB regulations. They've exerted a lot of bad, unwanted pressure on people by coming up with the California Air Resources Board that comes up with all kinds of higher standards of emission and things like that. And you've got nine states that slavishly follow whatever California does. And that's what the left is talking about doing here. So, as you know, when we look at the economic clout that California has, a massive amount of agricultural clout, for example. If California were alone, it would be the fifth largest food producer in the world. And it produces three quarters of the fruit that we eat here in the United States. And then we look at the tech sector, $623 billion in the tech sector. So he said, let's throw that economic weight around like they throw their car regulations around. And they said, we've already seen some examples of this. They don't mention the car thing, but they do mention the fact that you've got several Democrat states that came together in a coalition to push back against the vaccine stuff. So as RFK Jr. moves slightly in the direction towards having no mandates for vaccines, you had California and several of the left coast liberal states came together and said, no, we're going to have a coalition that mandates these vaccines, even if the federal government doesn't do it. So they can come together and they can use their power in an anti-freedom way, which is what they always have been doing. They're always against our freedom. And so they're suggesting that they do more of that. But look, this is a tactic that could be used by conservatives as well. Come together in a coalition between different states. Again, going back to Senator Nicely. That was one of the dreams that he was trying to work on. He said, if we can get Tennessee to have gold reserves and some other things, he said, there's some other states here in the South that people are looking at that and saying, we're looking at some uncertain economic times and we need to start setting things aside to help provide for that. He said, if they were to follow some of the same paths that he was trying to get Tennessee to follow, then we could have a regional cooperation where people could back up this fiat currency nonsense that's going to implode on us. And so you can do it in a positive way as well. It's not just, you know, we see it being done by California and Oregon and Washington and Hawaii. We see them doing it in an anti-freedom way. But we need to pay attention to this and the mechanism of it and say we could do the same thing and do it in a positive way. Unfortunately, people are only concerned about coalescing around a politician or a party. They're not interested on the right in terms of coalescing around principle anymore. The left, actually, I guess you could say they're more principled. I just don't like their principles. I oppose their principles, but they stick to them far more than the right does because they don't have a charismatic figure on the left that everybody's going to slavishly devote themselves to. So while this is all happening, Russia is mocking. They said civil war is coming to the U.S. A Russian lawmaker, by the way, got up and said we should take advantage of their existing differences. We should drive them not only to an economic shutdown, but to a political shutdown as well. Now, this guy who is there is a former KGB agent. He's now a Russian lawmaker. He said civil war is brewing in America, and he called Trump dumb. He claimed differences between the two U.S. political parties are, quote, entering a phase of being impossible to resolve, and that the Kremlin should interfere, he said. He said he doesn't treat claims that a civil war in America is coming as a conspiracy theory. In reference to the Republicans and Democrats, he said they're currently using political repressions against each other in the most proactive way. Yes, I absolutely agree with this analysis. I mean, we can see it. We can see how both Republicans and Democrats not only hate each other, but they are escalating the hatred, accelerating the coming civil war by doing things that are intended to antagonize and accelerate all this. They will never agree about my immigration. We've heard it from their statements. Of course, we should take advantage of this unsolvable situation, he said. They accuse us of meddling in their political affairs, and he said, we haven't done that, but we should. So the UK has suspected that this guy, whose name is Lugovoy, a former KGB officer, they accused him of being one of two men responsible for the murder of ex-Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko in London in 2006. This is the guy who died after ingesting radioactive plutonium, which was believed to have been administered by a cup of tea. I think it was somebody else that thought that they had hit him with an umbrella while he was walking down the street.
Is that the same guy?
I don't know.
Because there was one where I'm pretty sure that they jabbed him with an umbrella that had a little bit of some kind of radioactive isotope in the tip and into his calf.
Yeah, this is
maybe it's the same guy and they've changed the story.
I don't know. Not my cup of tea anyway. Yeah.
I think,
or maybe Russia's
a common assassination method. Radioactive stuff, it seems like that would be hard to track.
Yeah. He said, we should further pit them, that is Republicans and Democrats, against each other, he said. We shouldn't be shy about it. They accuse us of interfering in their elections, and we should say that we aren't, and we really aren't, but we should. So he said, we are developing our propagandistic activities in a positive sense in Europe and America, and we should intensify it even more, he said. So he believes the civil war is coming. I believe that they're pushing forward.
I'm not too sure what he could do to heighten the tensions. What more could you have? One side that wants to trans children, mutilate them, and murder babies on a mass scale.
Yeah.
You can't, until they agree to
stop. And then you've got the other side that wants to send the army into all the cities that oppose him. And so it's like, okay, what do we do?
I mean, as far as pushing this Marxist divide goes, what more are they going to do that the nation of Israel and Netanyahu aren't already doing?
To me, it's just the left has become ontologically evil. Every policy they advocate for is at its core evil. And you cannot give into that. People will talk about this where, oh, we need to come to some sort of consensus. No, I'm not going to give an inch to these people.
You can't compromise on these types of things. There's no compromise.
There is no compromise on abortion. Yeah. There is no compromise on trans kids. And until they give up on those, the left has gone insane, and there is no doing business with them. They have to back down.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a quick... Well, go ahead and read some of the comments.
Radist, bro. Thank you very much, Radist, bro. We really do appreciate it. It says, criminals love the Constitution when it undermines America. Notice the Constitution is for foreigners and illegals. Where's the Constitution?
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
For the citizens.
Well, that's the same type of thing we see in the UK when they have a two-tier system. You know, we'll follow the rule of law.
Well, the Muslim was very angry when he stabbed you. You made him very angry.
Yeah. But the same standard doesn't apply to both sides. But that's the thing. You know, I would say, and I've said that, you know, I think we ought to have the rule of law and due process for anybody who is in America. Because if the government is allowed to get rid of that for a certain class of people, guess what? They're going to expand the class of people that they get, that they love not having to follow the rules. And so we always want to make the government follow the rules for everybody. But you're right. They do have a different standard. They have a preferential standard here in the U.S., just like in the U.K.
Ghostman25 says, both sides use the same thuggery. It's just not the Democrats' turn right now. That's right. Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail. Jim Nike, perhaps someone can come up with a 20-point plan where police and sheriffs, the rest, will arrest criminal invaders and turn them over to ICE, and ICE guard military will not have to.
Well, yeah. The thing is, it's like with the lockdown stuff, where the solution that they're pushing is the exact same thing that they've been wanting to do for other reasons for so long.
That's
you can
right.
tell that that's not the real solution, when there are also obvious solutions that could be done, like arresting and deporting the people that, you know, what I mean is deporting the people that got arrested for other crimes instead of just letting them go, as we see all the time.
Well, it's a catch and release that they do all the time, and a lot of that is coming from the federal government as well. You know, the model that the founders had, which is a good model for peace and safety, you know, they called them peace officers at one point in time. And this is what Sheriff Mack will talk about with the Sheriffs and Police Peace Officers Association. The model was that you would have an elected sheriff that was directly accountable to the people. And they would have a very small group of deputies. Same type of thing they did at the federal level for the Army. You know, they would have a permanent Navy. Because the Navy is not going to be able to, just like the Air Force, the Navy cannot impose martial law on people and make that effective. You have to have boots on the ground. So they did not want to have a standing army, but they did have an officer corps that was there that could help to organize and people in a situation. And so that was the idea kind of behind the sheriff. And if there was an issue, they'd get together the posse, the local community, to take care of that. When you look at some place like Chicago, it's kind of, I think it'll be treated just like the hole in the wall gang. You know, this is a no-go area where you've got the gangs are in charge of this area, just like Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid and the hole in the wall gang. They had this one area and you don't go in that canyon. And so if that's going to be the way Chicago is going to be, if you don't have the residents who are upset enough about it, then to do something about it and push back, again, another Western movie. The Magnificent Seven, you know, the Mexican peons had had enough of it. And so they go get some guys to train them as well as to come fight with them. But it was mainly they went to them not to say, hey, will you come in and take these guys out for us? And no, will you train us how to fight these bandits that have taken over our community? If they don't care about that in Chicago, we shouldn't care about it. We just kind of put a wall up and, you know, kind of like Escape from New York, you know, this is Chicago, this is the hole in wall gang. But we do not want to destroy the Constitution in order to try to make these people safe when they don't care about it. It's the same thing you were saying, Travis, about going into another country and trying to make it safe for democracy. If the people in Chicago don't want safety, we can't give it to them. But what is happening is when they went into that apartment building, you saw that elderly black lady in Chicago where there is a lot of crime and there is a lot of shooting of rival gangs. But she said she'd never had a gun stuck in her face before, not until the federalized, militarized police came to Chicago, rappelling out of helicopters.
Yeah. Honor seeker. I wonder how many of those ICE agents are actually foreign mercenaries explaining the need to cover their face. I do not trust such a homeland military buildup with so many willing participants.
Yeah.
Another thing to consider is just when you make citizenship a benefit of joining the military, it's a very dangerous precedent.
That's right.
Get a lot of people that have no loyalty to the country or the Constitution, to the rule of the land.
Yeah.
They simply want to be granted access to the country and its wealth.
And having to rely on mercenaries for your military is another harbinger of the end of an empire, I think. Yeah.
We have a Syrian girl. Actually, I can't come down flat-footed against federal intervention in these cities. They are criminal and way over the line. Seems like the feds do have a responsibility in the face of rogue cities that won't protect U.S. citizens.
Well, again, I don't think that you can give self-governance and peace to people who don't value it. And I think what they're doing is they're using this to take it away from those of us who do value that.
AP Rumble seat. The same was done during manufactured riots in 2020. These are paid goons, just as before, to usher in martial law.
Yeah.
They're not genuine protesters. Practically all of it is engineered.
That's right. Yeah, it's Kabuki theater. So, you know, Trump is like, well, if you guys do this, we're going to send in the federal troops. And so you got Soros and company that are paying them to do exactly that. Both sides are pushing us, accelerating us into a civil war for the fourth turning.
Yeah, you could see that in the riots. There was a cohort of people that showed up to cause violence, to throw bricks.
Yeah.
And there was a cohort of people that were just there to riot and loot stores. And generally, they had different objectives and they engaged in it in different ways. You could see that the two different groups generally had different types of people in them. And they did different things, and they were not really there.
Of course, there was an aspect of that with January the 6th, too, which I told people to stay away from it, because you look at these mass protests. Do they ever change anything? No, they don't. And instead, you know, if you're there, you always run the chance that some group is going to come in with their own provocateurs, whether it's the government's provocateurs or it's another NGO group that's got provocateurs.
Yeah. We have, for love of the road, it is the military's job to protect American foreign and domestic criminals and foreign invaders, not police and sheriff.
No, that's Jim Nike.
Okay. Jim Nike says it is the military's job to protect American foreign domestic criminals and foreign invaders, not police and sheriff. And then I guess for love of the road says not inside the country, though. That's why Washington, whoever it was, said we shouldn't have a standing army.
Yeah, I would suggest that you take a look at what the founders say. I'll let them speak to you on that issue. As Madison said, when they opposed a standing army, he said, the weapons of defense abroad have always been used as instruments of tyranny at home. And so we do not want to have a standing army under any circumstances. My problem is that many of these police forces that are set up by the cities that are answerable to the city administration and not directly elected by the people, they are armed bureaucrats, and I view them as a standing army in and of themselves. But it's even worse when it is done by the federal government, which is totally unaccountable and not from that area. I think it's a very dangerous thing. And there was a sense that the founders had that, yes, government is there to try to preserve safety and order, but who protects us from the government? Who watches the watchers? How do we keep these people in line? How do we make sure that they don't become the gang? They don't become the criminals, and they don't become the oppressors. And if you want to take a look at what our government has done in the name of the war on drugs, it is not an exaggeration at all to call them a criminal gang. It is a definition of what they have become.
Ghostman 25. 24 years of making the American citizens the enemy has led us to the most dangerous time ever in our history. Thank you, Bush family, for your Trojan horse of the Patriot Act.
Yeah. Yes.
We owe the Bushes so much, don't we?
I saw yesterday on Twitter, somebody had an interview going back to the early 2000s. A young Tucker Carlson, talking to Britney Spears about politics as if she knew anything about it. And she says, I really trust this president. I think we all need to get behind him, Bush.
Well, I mean, Britney Spears is known to have such good judgment. She's completely sane and rational.
Both of them pushing the Patriot Act. And at that time, you know, Tucker Carlson was working for the man and telling everybody, don't look at Building 7. I'm not going to play your clip of Building 7. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we could play that. Guard Goldsmith says, ICE snipers shoot pepper balls at head of man peacefully protesting. And he links the link there in chat. High Boost says, I'll play devil's advocate, David. If a government is derelict in duties, does the Fed not have the authority to do what is necessary?
No. No. It's not there to... It's just like it doesn't have the authority to do something if you are saying something that is not true. You know, who makes them the authority to decide that's not true? Who makes them the authority to decide how states could act? We either have sovereignty or we don't. We either have free speech or we don't, that type of thing. I don't want to see the government doing all this stuff, and it bothers me a great deal. It used to be when I was a kid, people would say, well, you know, don't make a federal case out of this. We make a federal case out of everything. Every time we see a problem, we want the government to fix it, number one. And number two, we don't want the state or local government to fix it. We want the federal government to fix it. How's that working out for us? It's not. Not.
CJP Rumble, yes, we would like to secede from New York City up here in New York State. Good luck with that. Y'all deserve it. Y'all deserve to be free of that albatross. Well, I suppose it's more of a giant dead rat.
Well, I think it's a great idea. You just have it set up. Once your population gets to X size, you're now a state.
You become your own thing.
It could be something for them to aspire to.
Behringer 77, we already have militarized police, which has no place in a free society.
Yeah.
Real Jason Barker.
It can always get worse, though.
Yeah. Real Jason Barker. General welfare of citizens is a tragedy of the commons. I want to be responsible for my own welfare. Anything else is not freedom.
I agree. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these issues. Religion have influence over political decisions? Well, a study, a poll, not a study, but a poll, shows that over half of adult Americans agree with the statement that religion should not be able to influence political decisions. The question is, do they realize what is really happening here? We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X, the cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
If you like the Eagles,
on a dark desert highway,
the Cars, and Huey Lewis in the News,
they say the hotter rock and roll is competing.
You'll love the Classic Hits channel at APS Radio. Download our app or listen now at APSradio.com.
Starts with physical fitness and appearance. If the Secretary of War can do regular hard PT, so can every member of our joint force. It's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are.
Yeah, it's not who we are. So there you go. That's yeah, he's going to whip everybody into shape one way or the other. Well, don't buy the lie. This is an article from Ken Ham. Over half of the U.S. adults claim that religion should not, quote, influence political decisions. Well, you know, when Jefferson talked about the wall of separation, you know, that they love to talk about in terms of suppressing religious expression, it was in response to a letter from some Danbury Baptists in Danbury, Connecticut. And they said, you know, there's been a lot of claims by your opponent in the previous election, John Adams, saying that you were going to engage in a religious repression. And he said, no, there is a wall of separation that separates the churches from the federal government. The reality is that the Supreme Court in mid-20th century put that wall around churches. Jefferson was talking about that wall being around the government. It's there to restrain the government. We want to get the government out of church, but we don't want to get God out of politics. So as he points out here, this is a 2005 State of Theology Survey, 2025. It's published by Ligonier Ministries and Lifeway Research. Lifeway Research is the Lifeway Books. It's used to have Christian bookstores, and they were one of the biggest ones. They were associated, I think, with the Southern Baptists. But there was one statement in the survey, says Ken Ham, reworded from previous years that I wanted to focus on, and it's about politics. He said, survey respondents were asked to whether they strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement, and they could also select not sure. Statement was, Christians should not allow their religious beliefs to influence their political decisions. Over half, that is 54% of U.S. adults, agreed with this statement. Filtered for those with evangelical beliefs, the numbers dropped, but only to 29%. That means that one out of three supposed evangelicals do not believe that their religious beliefs should impact their political decisions. And they don't understand what a truly biblical worldview is. And I would say they also don't even understand what the term evangelical means. It really means to proclaim good news, but it was a proclamation. And they're saying, well, we need to just keep quiet about that, right?
I also don't think they understand what the word worldview means.
That's right.
It doesn't affect how they treat the world.
Yeah. He says, ironically, at the same time, 95% of that same group believe the statement, quote, the Bible has the authority to tell us what we must do, unquote. He says, so the Bible has the authority to tell us what to do unless that is a political decision. And then we put politics above God. Well, he says there is no neutrality. As Jesus said, whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. He says politics is legislated morality. Let's understand that. And morality is a result of your worldview. Leftists legalize the murder of unborn children. They legalize the genital mutilation of children and teens. They legalize the perversion of marriage and sexuality because of their worldview, because of their religion. They believe that absolute personal autonomy is the highest good, and they legislate in accordance with this belief. They are not neutral, nor are they parking their religious beliefs at the door when they vote, when they propose legislation, or when they sign bills into law. They are actively employing their religion in the decisions that they make. And this is one thing that we always need to be aware of, you know, just as when you go back to the statements the Supreme Court making about there's a wall of separation, we've got to separate church and state and all the rest of this stuff. What they were really trying to do was to suppress the expression of religious views, and that's what this is really about as well. They want to tell you that it's okay for them to follow what they believe is right and wrong, their morality, wherever they get it from. But it's not okay for you to have a view. It's not okay for you to talk about that. If you do, you're accused of being a Christian nationalist, which is supposedly something that's bad. Again, this is a a term they've created that they believe they can use in a pejorative sense. But it's another one of these things like an assault rifle or hate speech. It's a weaponized term that really is just a debating tactic. So he says, Christians have to do the same thing. We can't leave our Christian beliefs, our biblical worldview at the door when we engage in politics as a citizen or as a politician. We are not neutral, and neither is the sphere that we are entering. We are to seek the good of the nation that we're in and to use our influence as salt and light for such a time as this, as we do the king's business until he returns. Christians should neither be above politics, so they make no impact on the future of this country. In other words, we're going to stay in our cloistered area in our ivory tower or whatever. He says, neither should they be so involved in politics that their entire hope is wrapped up in elections and legislation. Because what that does is that gets you to do things like use as Talking Points USA and Charlie Kirk did. They bring in a homosexual as part of their presentation about the culture war. He's on our side. See, we can embrace this guy if he's a Republican. No, you don't compromise your principles for political gain either. We recognize that what happens in the White House matters, but that God is sovereign. A good example of this is how homeschooling is being attacked. One particular one in a Maine town is very interesting. One American town starts a war against homeschooling and to an enraging extreme. This is from the Gold Report. They said, we've had a lot of pushback against homeschooling as it explodes when some people saw what was happening in the schools because of lockdowns. That helped to further the homeschooling. And they said there have been a lot of things that have been proposed to try to stop this. Special exams demanded, invasive interviews, physical exams, odd requirements for homeschool teachers, and much more at times. In one case, state officials rejected a college diploma submitted by a homeschool teacher because it was written in Latin. I guess you would reply to that, ignoramus inter alia. You're ignorant, among other things. Now one Maine town is going to an extreme. An attempt to bar those who are connected with homeschooling from serving on a local public board. Town officials in Dexter, Maine, are considering a proposal that bars homeschool co-op leaders and private school employees from serving on the local school board. Now all this is in reaction to a particular individual who was the leader of the town's only homeschool co-op. She was able to get on the school board, and they were very angry about what she was doing. So they got so angry that they recalled this individual. They had a recall election and got her thrown off the board. And that wasn't enough. They decided, well, we don't ever want to have any of these homeschoolers on the school board again. So they passed a general law that is very broad, and it could be interpreted. It's written so broadly that it is going to invite a lot of lawsuits for that town. In terms of defending the First Amendment, as one state representative said, it exposes this town to significant liability. The plan should be dropped, and officials should recognize the right of all Dexter citizens to serve their local public schools. The right way to approach this is if you don't like a particular individual, you can recall them as they did. Instead, what they're going to do is prohibit anybody that checks some of the boxes that she did from ever even running for office. And so they don't want anybody that has anything to do with co-op. Homeschooling or anything. The ordinance is very broad, sweeping in not just paid employees, but also volunteers, former leaders, even homeschooling parents, if they work together. It defines a co-op as any organized group of parents or guardians who collaborate to provide educational instruction or services to their children who are being educated at home. If you participate in something like that, you can't run for office in this town. So they said the apparent assumption that those individuals can't be in the best interest of public schools is at heart a baseless and narrow-minded one.
Also, look at the way they phrase that. The individuals cannot have the best interests of the public schools.
That's right.
It doesn't mention the children. And yeah. I'm going to
no, it takes on a life of its own, yeah, exactly.
And say, you know, they're wrapping the children in with the public schools. But they could, if they really wanted to have phrased it, say, the children within those. It's about the public school system. It is about the system itself, the
yes,
teachers
right.
keeping their jobs,
you're
their
absolutely right.
pay raises, the establishment and it is simply the way they word things.
We see that over and over again with these different things. It becomes about protecting the institution. Mm-hmm. What is in the institution's best interest? We saw this, for example, in the UK. Everything was like, help the NHS or whatever during the COVID lockdown. That was the way they were selling it to people. It wasn't like, help your neighbor or, you know, we got to get through this and survive for the people that thought that it was a real pandemic. It was about protecting the...
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
NHS. And so you see them circling the wagons to protect these institutions because that's all they really care about. We need to understand there's a huge difference between school and education. Those two things are not necessarily even connected. And especially when we look at the librarians, we have a trailer here of a little thing called the librarians.
I'm doing a criminal investigation into some of your staff. Essentially, the librarians are my suspects.
Have you a real love of people, books, and learning? You may well consider the vocation of a librarian.
It didn't dawn on us that we would come under attack.
You see all these film awards this thing has made.
We have librarians who are misunderstanding what is healthy and good for children.
When I was first attacked, a student's mother was calling me a pornographer, pedophile, and groomer of children.
That's accurate.
Sounds good to me. The mother sounds just and righteous.
There's never been a movie more vital, say there was a
reviewer. I was asked to be removed, and I would not remove them.
We're going to pull books off the shelves.
Stamp, color purple.
Yep, there's your nudity right there.
Get rid of them. Get rid of them. This book was banned.
I would like to know how the history of the KKK is pornographic.
We have a movement within America that has decided that school boards are now where they want to push their agenda.
This stuff is coming
into
schools, and it's probably already there.
Yeah, you need to just give your money to the libraries and public schools and shut up.
A different kind of superhero. How pretentious. Yeah. Disgusting.
I've had former students reach out to me that have told me books.
This book is gay.
I'm going to speak out about
Also, notice it's a very specific phenotype.
It's not mm-hmm.
They all are very similar.
You do not get to pick our reading material. It is ours.
You're trying to arrest librarians.
I do not. Yeah,
you're a fascist. You're a fascist.
I cannot imagine my face on the wanted poster and my friends being taken away in handcuffs.
I can.
You're coming for teachers and librarians, and they know it.
This is a spiritual war.
Our goal is to spread this to other communities.
This is about taking away rights.
I'm here today to implore you to...
You don't have the right to peddle smut to children.
What's going on?
This can't be America.
He says in his African tribal colored garb.
The librarians. Yes.
I'm sure it's... Ugh. How pretentious. How self-serving. How disgustingly self-obsessed.
And of course, it's making all the rounds. You see all the awards that's being given at the film festivals.
If it wins an award at Sundance or South by Southwest, chances are it's the biggest piece of trash.
Well, this is an article from that's on Zero Hedge from Armageddon Prose. Give me your children's genitals or give me death, says Patricia Henry, your local public school librarian. As frontline soldiers in the fight to protect and to preserve our sacred democracy, trademarked, Frumpy, menopausal, and largely childless public school librarians are doing all they can to keep child trainee propaganda flowing directly into the malleable minds of their charges. Saving our sacred democracy from deplorable mothers who won't surrender their children's hearts and minds to the state. Except they have surrendered their kids to the state. You know, we need to stop this stuff, but we also got to get our kids out of there first.
And you should see building. This. See the type of people that are teaching in schools that are the librarians immediately go, I can't put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not worth it.
So this is from the movie, The Librarians. They say, librarians emerge as the first responders in the fight for democracy and First Amendment rights. As they well know, controlling the flow of ideas means control over communities. And so they will control the ideas. They will control the communities. They will control the horizontal. They will control the vertical. And they are in control of what you see. It is the outer limits here, right? In Texas, the Krauss list targets 850 books focused on race and LGBTQIA+ stories, triggering sweeping book bans across the U.S. at an unprecedented rate. Somebody is always going to decide what is going to be taught to the kids. And so the question is, you can have a Marxist lesbian or transgender who's going to be teaching, deciding what your kid is taught, or you can decide what's going to happen with that.
Also, I'm so sick of these people calling not pushing this to children a ban. It's not banned. They just aren't giving it to children.
Yeah.
They aren't pushing it anymore.
That's right. We ban alcohol for children. We ban driving for children. We ban gun purchasing for children. There's a lot of things that we ban for children that are not appropriate for them. We should ban government schools. That's the next one on the list. As tensions escalate, librarians connect the dots from heated school and library board meetings nationwide to lay bare the underpinnings of extremism, fueling the censorship efforts. Despite facing harassment, threats, and laws aimed at criminalizing their work, the librarians' rallying cry for freedom to read is a chilling cautionary tale. Well, of course, these women can read whatever books they want, but they can't read certain things to the children. And isn't it interesting how upset these town councils get when you actually start to read to them what these librarians are giving to the kids? You can't use that kind of language here. You can't show those kind of pictures here. Oh, really? But you can show them to an 8-year-old kid? From sea to shining sea, no child is free unless they are up to their bigoted little eyeballs in child training porn and critical race theory furnished by their local library. Well, the New York Times is all on board with this book. They say at school board meetings in different states, librarians are accused of grooming children through pornographic material. Well, that's what you call it when you show kids pornographic material. Most of the supposedly problematic themes deal with race, sexuality, or gender. Picture books have even drawn heat for depicting naked children, animals, and statues. Well, that's what they arrested those people in Vegas for. Yeah. I wonder if these librarians ever banned Bibles out of their libraries. You think maybe they would?
Yeah, would they allow theology books in there?
Yeah.
No. And I'm sure all of the nudity is, of course, just statues like that one that they showed. It's not mm-hmm. stuff like we've seen before where they couldn't show it at the town council meeting because that was inappropriate for a town council meeting. But, giving it to small children, that's fine.
Yeah. This is a very biased documentary, obviously.
Margaret Atwood did irreparable damage to the psychology of a very specific type of woman. They got absolutely one shot by The Handmaid's Tale, and they cannot be recovered.
That's right.
You just have to kind of corral them and keep them away from the rest of society. You don't let them have any power. You don't let them do anything of note. You get to read your awful books of zero value and just be yourself, but we're not going to let you near children. We're not going to let you teach them anything. You can't be trusted.
Yeah, I think it's funny that Karen was an extra in The Handmaid's Tale. She didn't know what the movie was about.
Casting. Oh, I could be an extra.
It was a horrible experience that lasted one day, and so I'm not going back to this. And I'm standing in the sun all day and standing in slightly different places because they're going to piece together and composite the different shots to make it look like it was a large crowd of them. But, she heard that Robert Duvall was in town. He was doing a movie in Durham. They were shooting. It's like, okay, well, here's an opportunity to get on this. I'll try that. That ought to be fun. It'd be interesting. And it was anything but. And then we found out what the movie was really about. Never saw the movie, but we just found out what it was about after that. Anyway, at stake are First Amendment rights. This is the New York Times talking in support of the librarians. And the librarians are shown as the vanguard of efforts to protect the First Amendment. Yeah, right. That one of these school employees appears on screen in identity camouflaging silhouette underscores the level of hostility that they can face. Right. Several of the women featured in the librarians were fired for refusing to remove books from the shelves, or sometimes for merely asking questions about the directive to do so. The sense of emergency makes the profiles and courage all the more heartening, says the New York Times. From its superb opening credits sequence paying tribute to card catalogs of yore, to its sharp selection of vintage clips and intimate reportage, The Librarians is a well-crafted, as it is profoundly alarming, I would add, piece of propaganda. For the record, says this article here, that's on Zero Hedge, Weimar-era Berlin was a hotbed of cultural revolution-style transgender agitprop. From the history of sexuality and law, they said, by the interwar years, the years between World War I and II, adopting the term transvestite to characterize gender variant expressions and identities had become a possibility. Sexologist Magnus Hirschfeld coined this popular label with a bulky 1910 study on the theme, publishing numerous case histories to help distinguish transvestism from older ideas of inversion or a third sex. New magazines were aimed at the same-sex desiring or trans-identifying readers, magazines such as Girlfriend or Friendship. They seized on this and similar labels for their potential to broaden the claims of sex-gender minorities to the full rights of legal citizenship.
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With extra cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Again, this is the Weimar Republic, this corrupt republic between the two wars in Germany. And this is really where we are right now. You know, Germany began pushing back against Christianity well before the other nations did. It began with academics and higher criticism, saying, well, we're going to criticize the Bible. That happened even before evolution came out. We're going to criticize the Bible because we know better. And so we're going to come up with textual criticism, or we're going to say that the nations that are named in the Bible don't exist, never have existed. And of course, that was refuted by archaeology and things like that. But then it continues to go in the direction, as Nishi said, we have killed God. And by that he meant, even though he didn't believe in God, he meant that they had basically removed any plausible foundation for morality. And what you wind up with is a kind of sexual perversion that they had in the Weimar Republic. In the Weimar era, queer and trans politics were closely intertwined. Cross-dressing, while not strictly illegal, fell under the mischievous and nuisance laws, and many of these individuals found themselves vulnerable to arrest under Germany's anti-homosexual paragraph 175. And they call that a form of persecution. Anyway, this person writing this article says, I don't know how long parents will continue to abide the tranny indoctrination of their children in government facilities, whom they presumably send to public schools expecting to learn math. But it can't be forever. So maybe the public school librarians, if they keep it up, might, in reality, instead of their own imaginations, they might really become the martyrs of democracy. In other words, they might actually do some good by showing people how evil this whole system is. It could backfire like the lockdowns did. They're currently pretending to be for social accolades from the literal wine moms. So we'll see what happens with that. There was an interesting article, and when I saw this headline, I thought, no, there's no way this is the case. But this is from Brian Shalhavi at Health Impact News, and he actually brings the receipts for this. And I'll tell you what this is. I think it needs to be covered. Erica Kirk's evangelical Christian orphanage in Romania was in an area that was linked to child trafficking. And, you know, when I started reading this and seeing how much has been happening in Romania in terms of child trafficking, of course, you think about it. You know, why did Andrew Tate choose Romania to go to? There's something definitely rotten in the state of Denmark there. And he did the research with this, and they found that when she was 17 years old, she got involved in setting up a Romanian orphanage that supposedly was working with Christians and the military that was there. And yet at that NATO base, Romanian journalists had exposed that this NATO base is being used to traffic and to prostitute children. And even the individual who did a video with her from that military base was one of the known individuals who was involved in that. And so it's very suspicious. Brian Shalhavi said, "When I saw a story in my newsfeed this weekend about Erica Kirk's past ties to a Christian orphanage that she helped to start in Romania, specifically in an area of Romania well known for child sex trafficking and organ harvesting, and specifically to Israel, I began to search to see if I could get more information. When my initial searches on the U.S.-based search engine sites all returned a full page of fact-checking websites trying to debunk this story, I knew right away that there was something to this. Otherwise, the fact-checking websites would not have even bothered to address the story. This is news that they don't want made public. I am not unfamiliar with the topic of using evangelical Christian orphanages outside the U.S. to traffic children," he said. And I remember years ago, there was a lot of talk about adopting kids out of Romania as well as Russia for a short period of time. It would happen, and we were looking at it because it was so difficult, if not impossible, to adopt here in the U.S., and at the time, we had been unable to have kids. And people were telling us, well, they're doing a lot of adoptions out of Romania or out of Russia or whatever. We looked into it, and it's like, well, no, I'm not so sure that in Russia, they're not taking these kids away from their parents. And a lot of these kids, had parents that, you know, were political enemies of the system or whatever. So we were kind of concerned about that. Also in Romania and China, it was a bit different because we understood what the situation was there. The parents were surrendering their kids because of the one-child policy. Now, you know, adopting a child in that kind of a situation was not going to change, not going to encourage the one-child policy. As a matter of fact, it was the adoptions by Americans that actually embarrassed the Chinese to the extent that they stopped that. And in the case of our daughter, she was abandoned because, like a lot of other kids who had medical issues, she had hydrocephalus at birth. And water on the brain, and so they abandoned her for that. A lot of kids were abandoned because they had a cleft palate, and the Chinese government would not help people with it, and they were so poor they couldn't afford to have the operation. So Americans, they abandoned them, put them in orphanages, and that's where our daughter was put. And so, you know, when you look at a situation like that, you have to be very careful whether you're adopting domestically or whether you're adopting foreign. And you have to be careful about whether or not this child has essentially been kidnapped by the government for whatever reason. And kind of try to think about that from a perspective about what is best for the child. So I don't categorically embrace adoption or categorically condemn it. I think Brian Shalhavi does at some point kind of fall in the camp of categorically opposing adoption because there have been abuses. So while the corporate news, he says, is trying hard to squash this story about Erica France, I guess is how you pronounce her name, before she married Charlie Kirk, here are two good sources that have done an investigative report on her past, including her parents' connections to the U.S. military, to the U.S. government, and to Israel, as well as translating some Romanian publications into English. So in an interview that she claimed that she and her husband and her mother, Lori, moved from Ohio to Arizona due to her mother working with Homeland Security and the Defense Department. Meanwhile, her divorced father, Kent, who also lives in Arizona, headed the military-industrial complex giant Raytheon's Israel branch. Erica won the Miss Arizona beauty contest and competed in Trump's owned Miss USA pageant. Less than a year after finishing her reign as Miss Arizona and competing in the Trump-owned Miss USA pageant, in 2014, Erica stated in an interview with the Arizona Foothills magazine, she said, over the past 2 years, we have gone global with our Romanian Angels project. We've teamed up with the U.S. Marine Corps to joint sponsor an orphanage in Constanta, Romania. I absolutely love working with the military, so I feel blessed that we can do this on a continual basis through Antonio Placement Center in Constanta, Romania. This timeline places her Romanian Angels program likely begun in 2011 or 2012, which seems odd since it was apparently soon to be closed. Yet strangely, no record of its official closure date can be accessed on the internet. Her European offshoot abroad evolved from an NGO charity called Everyday Heroes Like You in the U.S. that she founded at the tender age of 17 in 2006, until her Romanian Angels program was reportedly shut down in 2011 or 2012, not long after it was opened. Why? Because in all probability, it risked exposure as part of the global child trafficking scandal that was gripping Romania. And again, you know, why is it that Andrew Tate would go to Romania of all these different countries? This guy is absolutely a human trafficker, engaged in sex slavery, among other things. September of 2010, an Al Jazeera article said dozens of people from Romania's eastern town of Tandarai are to go on trial, accused of sending children to the UK to steal. According to the UN Children's Fund, about 80,000 children from Romania live in institutions or with substitute families away from their parental care. Following an investigation by Romanian and UK authorities, Tandarai, a small town in the east of the country, has become the center of an international investigation over alleged child trafficking. Dozens of people are about to go on trial accused of training children to become criminals and sending them to Britain to carry out crimes. So I guess that's where Fagan relocated to, out of Oliver Twist, Artful Dodger. They got a whole community training people to be pickpockets, I guess. October 2011, the New York Times detailed a human interest expose focusing on the valiant efforts of one brave Romanian woman who dedicated her life to rescuing young girls from the child sex trafficking epidemic, ravaging in and around Constanta, where Erica's program operated. So she goes, right, her program is right at the epicenter of this massive child trafficking program there. While Romania's child trafficking hub is identified by international media in both Tandarai and nearby Constanta, where Erica, barely out of adolescence, set up shop with her own orphanage charity operation. Remember, 17 years old. What are the odds that it's right where and when the locals become...
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only $10 and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply, multiply, multiply. Multiply!
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration with top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million. It's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
So fed up seeing children disappearing from their orphanages, preyed upon by evangelical charity missions fronting large-scale criminal trafficking rings, that Constanta residents complained to the local police. They said Constanta in 2010 and 11 apparently provided a safe haven for barbarism amidst a child trafficking epidemic of orphans gone missing and winding up as child sex slaves in UK, Israel, and remote private islands, like we know of one person who did that. Haaretz published an article as far back as December of 2001 titled "Romania Probes Israeli Adoption Agency Link in Organ Trafficking." So it was not just sexual trafficking, but extracting organs from them as well. Extracted by rape and sodomy to Israel and UK and other places around the globe. And this is where Erica chose to set up shop. Very suspicious to say the least, and she was 17 years old at the time. For the pedophilia scourge in Romania to have grown so egregious by 2010 and 11 that the local residents in that region registered formal complaints to legal authorities that were reported in the New York Times and Al Jazeera that various foreign evangelical charities were disappearing their local orphan population at an eye-popping, highly visible rate, it has to have been pretty horrific. The notorious child trafficking ring, grabbing world headlines in 2010 and 11, was grotesquely flourishing at exactly the same time and place when Erica was running her joint Christian U.S. Marine Corps charity operation. It was at the very height of Constanta's negative pedo exposure that Erica's charity was apparently shut down. So he says, if you think all these facts are simply happenstance, think again. Yet today's legacy media fact-checkers insist that Erica's Romanian Angels operation back in 2010, 11, and 12 was all squeaky innocence and evangelically clean. Think again. He said, what are the odds that this 17-year-old girl, Erica, living in upscale Scottsdale, Arizona in 2006, would suddenly become the founder of an international 501 charity NGO project called Everyday Heroes, just like you. Of course, unlike her mother, she happened to be working with the U.S., who happened to be working with the U.S. Department of Defense and Homeland Security. Erica freely admitted in an interview, while her divorced father was also an Arizona resident, was busy founding the U.S. military industrial complex, giant Raytheon's Israel division. Right away, we know that Erica was groomed within the cabal system to protect Zionist Israel under the cloak of evangelical Christians that aggressively recruit and exploit Christian Zionists for the Jewish state's cause. This Wonder Woman Erica, or more accurately Wonder Girl, as she was still a teenager in 2006, was already reportedly employed as a model and entertainment casting director. She was obviously being groomed for bigger and better things to come, like her marriage to Charlie Kirk after both of them meeting where else but Israel. And then there's the NATO connection. He said, I found Erica's video where she's creating a video about Romanian angels. It's mostly about giving gifts to kids, but she thanks Colonel Otto Buscher, U.S. Army, U.S. Marine Corps. Erica Kirk, known by her maiden name at that time, thanks Otto Buscher in the Romanian angels video. A search for Otto Buscher brings up articles in Romanian about the sex trafficking of children. This is the NATO connection. Journalist Ion Spanu presents the revelations of a former translator at the American military base there. She is Anna Maria Nishu, who claims that a real brothel operated in this military unit where underage girls were brought here to satisfy the desires of some soldiers. Anna Maria Nishu notified the prosecutor's office about this brothel on the premise that the military base, on the premises of the military base, and although there was an extensive investigation carried out by the American and Romanian authorities, the agreement that had been signed in 2001 between the two countries was invoked. In that agreement, Romania had ceded the right of investigation of the American military to the USA. Among those who would have benefited from the services of the girls would have been the commander of the Black Sea Area Support Team base, Otto Buscher, the guy that she did the video with. Helped by his right-hand senior adjutant platoon leader, Lloyd Sparks. The document contains absolutely incredible information and details which the author of the complaint, Anna Maria Nishu, argues with concrete evidence, which under normal circumstances would have led to convictions with long prison terms. However, since we're talking about military interests, the U.S. NATO, U.S. and NATO, there are forces that always try to put the matter on the back burner. And, of course, there was talk even in the military base there in Fayetteville, Fort Bragg, that there was a drug and prostitution ring that was operating out of that. And what blew that up was some of the competition. They had a couple of people that were killed.
Yeah, it was like something out of Scarface.
Yeah.
The way it was going back and forth. Just the number of people that were dying from special forces. And
So you got some special forces guys who decided they would set up a drug and prostitution ring. And they were often their competition or people who found out about it. And so, you know, if that kind of stuff can happen in the U.S., can you imagine in Romania, where it's at the very center of a child trafficking area that's there? And that's where she and her parents happened to set this NGO up.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah,
international non-governmental organization set up by a 17-year-old. Yeah, right. Just so happens that her parents are knee-deep in NATO, the military-industrial complex, and Homeland Security and Department of Defense. Romania is in the first place not only in delivering girls for human trafficking networks in the EU, but also for trafficking women for NATO soldiers, as happened in Kosovo, Kuwait, Bosnia, and Herzegovina. The Daily continues the series about the allegations regarding the existence of a brothel at the American military base there, with documents of the offers that they made for girls' services. They found on a computer belonging to another employee of the base who translated the commander's messages to prostitutes, which even included the amounts that he paid for services. So I just put this out there because we should always know who these people are. And it's when you look at this, there's a lot of, I think, a lot of trust that's being misplaced in these people. Virginia, meanwhile, has had one of their bans on conversion talk therapy for minors struck down. This is the same type of thing that is happening in Colorado. They also did it in Virginia. And that's to say that you can counsel kids to think that they're in the wrong body, but if you tell them anything other than that, you are prohibited from that. And so they're doing that to Christian counselors. That's why they use the term conversion. And they use the term therapy because we want to harken back to times when people were using electroshock against kids like that. Let's take a look at
Virginia has been thoroughly overrun by leftists the D.C. area.
That's absolutely right.
Skunk Hollow Rose Gardens, thank you very much. He says, have a great day, everyone. And I echo that sentiment.
Yes, thank you.
Audi MRR, Civil War will only happen if Americans are dumb enough to take the bait.
Yeah.
Prairie Flower 1750. Local libraries and local clinics are asking for photo ID on file in the name of safety. Soon they'll make people take them. Craziness. Mm-hmm. I went to get a library card when we first moved to Texas, and they required 3 forms of ID, and I just said, no, I'm done. Boogeyman, catch up. Government schools shouldn't exist.
I agree.
And that's a good sentiment to end the program on.
I heartily agree with that.
Government schools must be abolished.
Yes. We must have the separation of school and state. That's what needs to be separated.
And the separation of librarians
way,
from the children.
Way far away from each other. Thank you all.
Day.
Have a good day.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only $10 and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an Elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.